It's time for high school football. The players have warmed up, the fans have found their seats, and you've found the high school football game of the week here on Sunny 101.3.
It's time for high school football playoff action on Sunny 101.3. Tonight, Johnson County Central in the playoffs for the first time since all the mergers, and they became Johnson County Central. Congratulations. It's a 6-2 record and a runner-up finish in the district for Johnson County Central. They are the eighth seed, meaning they get to host in the East bracket in round number one in Class D1 tonight. They drew tough. Clarks and Lee coming to town. They were the D1 state champions a year ago, and they are back this year. A 5-3 record and a very tough schedule for Clarks and Lee. They come in with a whole bunch of kids. 40 kids on the roster in 8-man football, and 19 of them are seniors. Johnson County Central coming into the ball game off a nice win against Thayer Central last week to wrap up the regular season, but they have some injuries that they will have to contend with tonight in this action. Johnson County Central hosting Clarks and Lee. I had a chance to visit with the head coach for Johnson County, Ryan Houghton, this week. We'll hear from him coming up after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Community Medical Center invites you to join them for a Pink Out community event October 20th from 2 to 4 p.m. Stop in and tour the imaging and oncology department, talk to the staff, and enjoy some refreshments. There will be giveaways and a drawing for a spa basket. You don't want to miss this Pink Out event October 20th at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
With U.S. Cellular, it's just $29.99 per line for one, two, or three lines. So you don't need that robot daughter you built to get a fourth line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Rope Elizabeth? She's not going to like that.
The robots will prevail.
Oh, boy.
Get the low rate of $29.99 per line. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
To get these great deals from U.S. Cellular, head to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with Coach Ryan Houghton, the head coach for the Johns County Central Thunderbirds. Coach, you've been building this program the last few years. Just about snuck in there last year with not very many wins. This year, picked up wins, and you could just kind of see the momentum building. Here we are, 6-2 on the season. Really played well the last 2 weeks. Got a big win last week over Thayer Central to finish up the regular season. Things have gone really well, and the kids are getting better each week.
Yeah, I really feel that we're peaking at the right time and have been we're a much improved team from where we started. 6-2 is a wonderful record. We're pleased with that, but we've got work to do yet. 6-2 is the most wins in school history. We went 4-0 for the first time in school history on our home field, and just broke a lot of barriers and a lot of walls down this year. And it's good to see, because that's kind of what I envisioned when I started coaching here, and it's nice to see the team be able to take that and run with it.
Get into the playoffs here. You come in as an 8 seed despite a 6-2 record. Usually that'll get you a little higher, but of course we're splitting east and west. But you always expect the 8-9 game to be a tough one, but my goodness, you couldn't have drawn much tougher than Clarks and Lee, even though they're 5-3. They've got a lot of players and a lot of experience.
Yeah, it's you would think with a 6-2 record, maybe not having to face the defending state champs with 19 seniors on their team first round, but hey, that's life. Those are things that are out of our control. We believe in that a lot, so we just can control what we can, and that's practicing hard each day and preparing for a really good football team here.
Coach, I'll ask you this. Their losses are the really good teams. Extra Milligan, Freeman, Shelby, Rising City, Cross County, all teams that either are or have been ranked. But I looked at their record. They've got 5 wins, only one against a winning team. Now, traditionally up in that area where they play football, there's a lot of tough teams despite their records.
Yeah, there is. They play good football up there. I've coached up there for many years, and it really is. I mean, they beat what I consider a really good Pender team that's very athletic. So, you know, they've been battle-tested, and I don't know. We're just really impressed with them, and we'll have to play our best game to come out and advance.
You talked a little bit about some of your players getting banged up. I mean, everybody is this game time of the season with 8 wins or 8 games behind you. Everybody's got some injuries, but anything serious is going to hamper your efforts tonight?
Yeah, we definitely are. We're starting to feel some of the pains of missing a few kids. Jackson Houghton was a starter 2 ways for us at the beginning of the year. This will be the 3rd game without him. He's kind of a guy that takes the top off the defense a little bit, lead kick and punt returner. It's been showing up a little bit, the loss of him. We won't have him tonight. And then the big one that happened on Thayer Central, kind of a heartbreaker, seniors Sergio Baez Jr. broke his thumb that required some pins, so he won't be able to cast that up, and we won't be able to cover that, and he won't be able to play with it. But he was arguably the best player on our team because he's so consistent, offensive, defensive line, special teams. He just never came out of the game. He's a, you know, kind of a silent assassin for us, and it's really going to be tough to replace him.
Mm-hmm. Not only when you lose somebody you consider to be that important to your team physically, his presence out there, a lot of times that kind of detracts from the confidence of your team. And we said, you should be a fairly confident team going into the way you've been playing, but boy, when you lose a kid of that caliber, that kind of puts some questions in the back of the kids' minds, I'm sure.
Yeah, it can, but we've kind of played the card as it's next man up, and, you know, we've had some guys. We've developed some depth over here the last couple of years, and we've been having some special practices in the morning to work with the, you know, some linemen that need to plug in there, make sure they're up and ready to go. And, you know, it is. It's that next man up mentality, and we've got to move forward.
What about Clarkson Lee? What are we going to see out of them as far as offense tonight?
Well, we're going to see a really balanced football team. They are little more run heavy, but a lot of misdirection. They have some big kids up front. I mean, they'll go 6'5", 315 at the center position, and then 285. And then they have a lot of guys that are smaller in stature, but just kind of quick and low to the ground, great balance, above average speed across the board, multiple sets and plays. Very seldom do they run the same one over very often, and they're really going to keep you on your toes defensively.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coach, we'll just wish you good luck in this ball game tonight. I know it's a very exciting time. The fans are ready to go. I know the kids are ready to go. I know you guys as the coaching staff ready to get after it here, and hopefully things go well for Johns County Central tonight, and we can move on to round 2 next week.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting time. Looking forward to it.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So, for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
In Nemaha County, Nebraska, it's comforting to know there's a healthcare partner that we can rely on, Nemaha County Hospital. With a legacy of excellence, Nemaha County Hospital is our trusted source for top-quality healthcare services. Their dedicated team of medical professionals are committed to our well-being. From routine checkups to cutting-edge treatments, they offer a wide range of medical services right here in our own community. Visit their website at NemahaCountyHospital.com to learn more about the services they offer. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are to ensure this harvest season goes smoothly. Their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome to high school playoff football in Tecumseh, Nebraska. We'll take a two-minute break as they present the colors onto the field.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know that martial arts aren't just for kids? At Hella Martial Arts, we have classes for adults as well. Kickboxing is a fun and unique workout. Learn to protect yourself and your family with our Krav Maga self-defense program. You can start either course at any time, and the first class is free. No experience needed. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Hella Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to high school playoff football live in Tecumseh, Nebraska. It's Johnson County Central against the defending D1 state champs, Clarkson Lee. We're going to take a little break here as they move the colors off the field. We'll respect them here for just a few more seconds.
Here at Frontier Bank, we believe in keeping things local. When you shop in your community, everyone wins. You get friendly personal service from someone you know and trust. As a result, a part of every dollar you spend locally is used to finance our schools and to provide police and fire protection. Shop in our community. We sincerely appreciate it.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. We've got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you need for harvest time, so give us a call. Come on in, Farm and City Supply. We'll keep you cutting.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back. High school playoff football in Tecumseh. They've got the national anthem taken care of. Lucas Freshel along with Scott Strong. And it is the first home, the first playoff game in Johnson County Central history. Johnson County going 2-6 in 2022 has reversed that. They're now 6-2 and entering tonight, winning 4 of the last 5 games. Both of their losses are to 7-1 playoff teams. And they beat the playoff number 10 seed in the East Thayer Central in the season finale last week. Johnson County Central has never hosted a playoff game. They've never won a playoff game. Their last playoff appearance was in 2013, lost to Lutheran High 8-55, and there's no playoff wins in JCC history. They've got a good football team here taking on the defending Class D1 state champs, Clarkson Lee, who boasts a roster of 40 players and 19 seniors. The last playoff win around this area for both Tecumseh High School and Nemaha Valley High School was in 2004, and Johnson County Central is looking to, it's a beautiful night here, looking to earn the program's first win. They started off 4-0 for the first time this year, but there are a few injuries, Scott. What do we know about the injuries for JCC?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Lucas. Thunderbirds dealing with a few injuries. Jackson Hawk, who had started at quarterback and was one of the two or three main receivers for this team, was lost at about the midway point, and he potentially could be back at the very end of the playoffs if the Thunderbirds made it that far. The big recent loss is Sergio Baez, who was a starting guard and a starting end on the defense and one of the four seniors for the Thunderbirds, is also out. He broke a bone in his hand in the game last week at Thayer Central. On the other side of the ball, the big injury is Dylan Higby, who is the main running back for Clarkson Lee, went down with a knee injury in their seventh game of the season, and he's going to be out for the rest of the season.
We've got a nice little pregame report here we're going to run through. Clarkson Lee is the defending D1 state champ. The 2022 is the first state championship in their co-op school history. They beat Neely Oakdale 48-20 in that game. We've got some more stats here we'll go through, but they're going to start just here a couple minutes early, and Tecumseh's going left to right. They're going to kick off first. Clarkson Lee, the ball's going to bounce at about the 8-yard line, picked up by the Clarkson Lee return man.
That's Mathis.
The return man, Mathis, is up almost nearly to midfield on the far side, right at about the 40-yard line. Clarkson Lee beat Neely Oakdale 48-20 in that game last year. Kyle Kasich had an all-time performance in the D1 finals. He rushed 45 times for 320 yards and 6 TDs. That's the style of offense that Clarkson Lee likes to run here. They average about 1.7 passes per game. And so if you're looking to try to stop Clarkson Lee, you got to stop their offensive attack on the ground. Clarkson Lee's going to spot up here. One single man in the backfield. They've got a flanker on the right side. He comes in motion right to left. It's going to be a toss to the handback, the halfback, Isaac Bomber. He's going to go up around the left side for an ISO, good for about 3 or 4 yards. Clarkson Lee boasts a 5-3 record. They're the 9 seed, and so they're on the road. Tecumseh earning the 8 seed. Huge win last week against Thayer Central to get that 8 seed. Now they've got 16 teams in the East will play a play-in game. The 16 teams in the West will play a play-in game, and then they'll reseed the playoffs, all 32 teams going forward next week. It's going to be a sweep to the right. It's going to be a double reverse back to the quarterback, Flea Flicker. He's got a man downfield wide at the on the right side, good for about a 25-yard gain. And so that was a double reverse Flea Flicker on the second play of scrimmage.
Yeah, boy, they caught the Thunderbirds. They bid on the double reverse fake. Then they pitched it back to Brickashek, and he was able to find a receiver down the field for a big play. That's going to take it down to the 13-yard line of the Thunderbirds.
Clarkson Lee has their own high schools that they're operating on their own. They just come together for football here. Lee has won a D1 state championship in 84. Clarkson was the D1 runner in 2007. Line up for the next offensive play. It's going to be a handoff around the right side. Good for about 3 or 4 yards. And Clarkson leads in business here at about the 10-yard line, second and 7-ish from the JCC 10.
Yeah, well, Thunderbirds need to bow up here, make a stop.
Interesting little pass play there. They run the double reverse. And Clarkson Lee does not pass very often, but they pass him on the second play of the game. They didn't pass one time in the championship game last year. Hand off up the middle to the halfback. It's going to be, no, it's a fake and a keeper by the quarterback. It was an option keeper by the quarterback around the right side. He's good for the first down near the goal line, first and one from the first and goal from the one.
Boy, they had me fooled on that. Also, Lucas, I thought Brickashek had given to Baumer. And to be stuffed for no gain, and he ended up just keeping it. Gained 12. Coach Lee's going to have first and goal at the 1 yard line.
We've got a pretty good setup here. Scott's got his iPad, and we've got the Strive set up here. He said it's about a 7 to 8 second delay. So if we don't see the play correctly, we'll be able to describe it to you on the Strive feed. Clarkson Lee, Brickashek takes the handoff. He's going to be around to the right side, in for the touchdown. It's going to be a 1 yard keeper by Brickashek, and Clarkson Lee's on the board first, 6-0.
Yeah, boy, the big play there was that double reverse pass. They were able to pick up a chunk play of about 27 yards on that. But also, big boys up front doing their job. There's been some holes, and Brickashek's been really impressive with his ball handling. He's fooled us a couple times.
There is an injury on the Clarkson Lee side. Their leading rusher, Dylan Higby, averages 152 yards per game, 13 total TDs. He's out today. Going to be a single back formation, going to be a give, I believe, to Baumert. He's going to be stuffed a little short there. So the two-point try is no good. And so
really nice job by Terry Crew shooting and making first contact in the backfield for the Thunderbirds.
After the first drive of the game, there's 9:40 left to go. 6-0, Clarkson Lee. You listen to the High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Tecumseh High School Playoff Football. Clarkson Lee visiting the hometown, Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. Johnson County Central hosting their first playoff game in school history. Clarkson Lee, the 9 seed, defending D1 state champs. Clarkson Lee up 6-0. They scored on the first drive of the game. A little double reverse flea flicker pass was the big play during that drive. And the kick here in front of us, right to left, it's going to be received.
Very true.
By True, thank you. Up around to the left side. Good for maybe a gain of 7 to 10 yards. And JCC will start their first drive right around the 24-25-yard line.
Yeah, that last scoring drive was 5 plays, 42 yards, Brickashek with the 1 yard keeper for the score. 2-point conversions failed, and at 9 minutes 40 seconds, Clarkson Lee had a 6-0 lead.
That scoring drive brought to you by Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt. Now,
he's got Jones deep.
He's got Jones deep around the right side and just overthrown. Sorry for the late delivery there. Wes Swanson took the snap, rolled around to the right side, and he did have Keegan Jones wide open, running kind of a little long post pattern there. Scott and I did the JCC opening game here where they throttled Meade and got this season off to a good start, and Keegan Jones had one heck of a game.
He did, and he's Keegan's got, we talked about Clark Lee only having 11 completions on the year. Keegan's got 13 touchdown receptions.
That's great. JCC takes a handoff around to Swanson. It's going to be a fake move around the left side, right up to the first down marker. And the near side linesman saying first down.
Exactly 10 yards. Those are the ball just over the line to gain. Well, now they're marking it with third down. The linesman on our side is still signaling for a first down.
Yeah, the near side linesman is saying first down. You've got to give him that first down. It's just an issue of the umpire in the middle of the field spotting it short. So they need to move that ball up to the 35. They've done that, corrected the error, waiting for a first down. And so it'll be first and 10 from the JCC 35, down 6-0, 9:09 left to go in the first quarter.
And the Thunderbirds want to run the ball, but they do like to use some play action. They've got a pretty nice little screen game they'll use as well.
Snap back to Swanson. I formation. Fake left. Ofebu around to the right side. And good for a 2 or 3 yard gain. Ofebu also had a good game that season opener, maybe 2 or 3 rushing touchdowns. When he gets into open space, he's hard to catch and pretty shifty there, 190-pound junior.
Yeah, we're going to give him 2 yards on that. And Rikicek and Stadola on the tackle for the Patriots.
We'll try to deliver the next play here at 2nd and 8. We'll try to run through some offensive starters for JCC. There's a couple subs in there. Coach Houghton was noting that there, giving them some morning practices to get everybody caught up. So I formation, fake sweep left, be a counter to the fullback up the middle. True is going to carry it for about a 2 yard gain, possibly up to midfield.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to give him 3 on that. True kind of kept his legs churning, picked up 3. We're going to have a 3rd and 5 upcoming for the Thunderbirds.
Offensive starters for Johnson County Central. At quarterback is the 160-pound sophomore Wes Swanson. In the backfield is Cedric Ofebu, 190-pound junior. Terry True is the 170-pound senior. JCC breaks the huddle. They've got wide receiver left, True to the left, wide receiver right here is Keegan Jones, shotgun formation, fake to Ofebu, and Swanson's going to keep it around the left side, and he's going to be stopped for about no gain, maybe a gain of 1, and Clarkson Lee crowd over there sensing a punt coming up here on 4th and 5.
Yeah, Rikicek did a nice job there. Swanson faked the handoff and was going to keep it himself, a designed quarterback keep. Rikicek read it, made the play, no gain. We got 4th and 5 at midfield, and it is going to be Keegan Jones back to punt.
Scott, you were talking about some of the injuries there. The starting on the offensive line.
Yeah, the Thunderbirds have had to do a little bit of shifting there. Starting left guard, Sergio Valle, is one of the seniors on the team, is the one that broke his hand last week. So that Cam Lauper, who started the first couple games of the season as at center, is going to be starting at left guard. And Giovanni Cabrales has started the last 6 games at center. So he stays in place. It's Lauper replacing Valle.
JCC in punt formation, back to punt. Looks like Jones takes a snap. It's a good one. Going to be left to right in front of us. Ball is going to just trickle, not quite to the end zone, and almost made a play there in pursuit for JCC. I was trying to catch a number on that. It looked like a 19.
It was number 89. It was the snapper, Nolan Wellensack.
Okay, Wellensack on his horse, the 245-pound junior, was the first one. The ball bounced at about the 2-yard line towards the end zone. He was able to tip it back, but unfortunately tipped it back right on the goal line, and that'll be down for a touchback.
Well, kind of interesting there, Lucas. Clarkson Lee didn't even have anybody back to return that punt. So if the Thunderbirds could have got there one step sooner, they'd have downed at the 1 or 2 yard line.
I was interested by that, too. Clarkson Lee breaks the huddle, single back set, flanker in motion left or right. It's going to be a give up to the right side. He's still trucking for 2 or 3 yard gain. Offensive starters here for Clarkson Lee on the line. Levi Gall, 275-70-pound sophomore. Corbin Lindbergh at center, 315-pound junior. Sam Pocasangre, 230-pound senior. At the end positions, Christian Hammernick, 195-pound senior. Tucker Mathias, 160-pound sophomore at the right end. The quarterback, Ryan Brickacek, is a 175-pound senior. Isaac Blomer, 150-pound senior. And Trey Stevensmeyer, 165-pound senior. They're in the backfield. Same formation here, single back, motion on the flanker from right to left. It's going to be an option right. Brickacek pitches it off to Stevensmeyer or Blomer. Let's see, that was to Stevensmeyer. And as we mentioned earlier, Clarkson Lee's one of their 2 stud running backs, Dylan Higby, is going to be out for the game. Dylan Higby averages 152 yards per game, 13 total TDs. Isaac Bomber averaging 182 yards per game. And I think they said Higby, what'd you say, he hurt himself 2 games ago?
Game 7. The 7th game of the season, so he got hurt partway through that game, didn't play in the final regular season game for the Patriots.
Clarkson, it's 3rd and 3 here, 5:30 left to go in the first. They are winning 6-0, and JCC with a big stop. Looks like a quarterback keeper up the right side, and that'll line up a 4th and 2.
Yeah, Rikicek decided to keep on that one. Jones and True met him after a yard. That's going to be 4th and 2 for Clarkson Lee, and Thunderbirds are sending a punt returner back, so they're assuming punt is upcoming. It looks like that back to receive for the Thunderbirds is Jack Waring, number 6. He's a 150-pound sophomore.
Clarkson Lee in kind of a funky punt formation here. They've got twins left and twins right.
Frickachek is their punter. You got to keep track of that, too.
Frickachek.
Quarterback.
Frickachek's the punter. Little muff on the catch there, but it is.
Oh, I think Waring was able to fall on it, thankfully.
He was able to cover it. You can tell he's a little anxious there. Slaps his hands kind of proficiously.
I don't know what the word I was looking for. Proficiently?
Aggressively.
Yeah, I think he's just a little frustrated with himself. But no foul in the long run. Thunderbirds are going to take over for their second drive at their own 28-yard line.
Johnson County breaks the huddle. Single back set. Going to be a give to Ofebu. Sweep right. And Clarkson Lee able to stop it for about a 2 or 3 yard gain.
Yeah, boy, Clarkson Lee's really doing a nice job rallying to the ball. That was Mathis on that tackle and Pocasangre. I think we'll give him 3 on that. Ofebu picks up 3. It's going to be second 7.
Second 7 for JCC. As reported by Anthony Streeter of the Columbus Telegram, Jim Clarkson said, "We do have some guys with good experience that we hope can get us going here in the playoffs. We feel like we have some good football ahead of us. JCC is a tough team. They look like they have some good size." So it's going to be a snap back, and it'll be an end around, I believe, around the right side here.
They tried to run a little trap with True, and Stadola and Pasangre read that. True, we'll go ahead and give him a yard on that. It's going to be 3rd and 6. You mentioned the experience thing there, Lucas. If those of you listening, when he was given the Clarkson Lee starters notice, senior, 19 seniors on this team for Clarkson Lee.
19 seniors and 40 total. That's a very large roster for a D1A man team. So Swanson is going to step back to pass, and
he had
Ludeman was open here on the right side and just a bit overthrown. Ludeman was open, and so a couple chances there for Swanson, who's had a really good year here, the youngster, the 160-pound sophomore, overthrowing his two wide receivers. He starts connecting on those, and the Thunderbirds are going to be in business.
Yeah, I think Coach Hutton has to like the fact that he's had guys open. Swanson's just a sophomore, may need to settle in just a little bit, but there's going to be some opportunities there later in the game. Defense just needs to keep them in it until that happens.
I bet his adrenaline is pumping. You're right.
Nobody back again.
Yeah, JCC punts, and there is nobody back. And so a really nice play there by Wellensack to down it inside the 5. That is a very, very peculiar strategy.
That's going to be down at the 2. That's going to be a 41-yard punt with no return, and the Thunderbirds were able to just go cover it right at the 2 yard line.
Yeah, Coach Jim Clarkson opting not to have a punt returner. Finishing the quilt here, JCC is a tough team. They look like they have good size and play with good energy. It'll be a tough matchup, but they all are once you get to the playoffs. Exciting time of year. Indeed, it is, especially when you're the defending state champs. They got something here to defend and prove. Coming in as a 9 seed. Clarkson Lee going to take the snap to Brickachek. It looks like a quarterback keeper around the right side. Little quarterback sweep. Maybe 1 or 2 yards. Maybe no gain. Let's see. 2 yard gain there, possibly.
We'll give Jones the tackle and call it 2 yards.
Clarkson Lee, 5-3 on the year, but check this out. The 3 games that they've lost, Exeter Milligan's friend is 7-1. They lost 38-58. Shelby Rising City is 7-1. They lost 14-36. And Cross County, who's an absolute powerhouse up there, 8-0, and they lost 12-58. Cross County's kind of a high pick here in the D1 class. We'll see how everything shakes out, but the one common opponent, Exeter Milligan friend, JCC only lost by 2, and Clarkson Lee lost by 20.
We're going to have a false start there on the Patriots.
Does look like a false start, so it won't be the full 5 yards. They're at the ball's at the 4 yard line. They'll back it up half the distance.
It'll be about a yard and a half from the 3 to the 1.5, or from the 4 to the 2, maybe?
Yeah, they're going to be around that 2, 1.5 yard line here. 2:35 to go in the first quarter. 6-0 Clarkson Lee. JCC has stalled on their first two offensive drives, but on 3rd down, they had wide open receivers. And, you know, we're thinking Swanson just probably pumped up, a little adrenaline rush, and just overthrew him just a tad.
Well, it'd be big for the Thunderbirds to get a 3 and out here. They'd have good field position if they could do that.
Rykaczek is under center, takes the snap, looks like he's going to give up to the right side. And they gave it to either Baumert or Steffensmeyer. It looked like Baumert on the carry there.
Yeah, and we haven't mentioned it yet, Lucas, but the Patriots numerals are not easy to read on their jerseys. Their jerseys are white with a little bit of blue trim, but the numerals are a light gold, and there's just not much contrast. Those will be jerseys that will be illegal next year.
That's right. NFA passed a rule that you can't have dark on dark or white on white for the numbers. It's kind of a little hidden, maybe a little trickery. So Clarkson Lee takes a snap, Rykaczek, in a five-step drop. He's got his man, a little corner pattern right in front of us, and he's wide open around the Mathis is going to go with the distance, and that will go down as a 78-yard touchdown pass. Let's see, 74-yard touchdown pass from the six, and he's open, a little corner pattern. Looks like he was lined up on the left-end position, just ran a corner pattern right in front of us up to about the 25 or 30-yard line, and he was able to outrun everybody after that.
Yeah, boy, nice design play there. He came all the way across the formation and got lost, and then Mathis showed some speed. There was a couple Thunderbirds that had a bit of an angle on him, and they could not catch him.
Dang it, just a little gut puncher there. You got him real backed up, and you got him where you want him. Stop him here, though, now. Let's see, I formation, Rykaczek takes the snap. It's going to be a give up the middle, and Baumert's going to go in for two. So with 1:16 left to go in the first quarter, Clarkson Lee, the defending state champs, up 14-0 on Johnson County Central. You're listening to High School Playoff Football, Sunny 101.3.
Driving safely in school zones should always be top of mind. Your smart choices help students look forward to reaching their dreams. Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual want your help in protecting our local students' futures. Drive responsibly and keep your eyes on the road so we can all trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sisk, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back. This scoring recap brought to you by Arbor Motor Company in Falls City since 1951. More than you expected, so less than you imagined.
Yeah, quick strike there for the Patriots. Three plays, 78 yards, the big play, the 76-yard touchdown pass from Rykaczek to Mathis. Two-point conversion was good with a minute 16 left in the first quarter. It's 14-0, Clarkson Lee.
Clarkson Lee's kick there out of bounds at about the 15-yard line they mark it. So that'll be a flag out of bounds on the far side. Clarkson Lee kicking right to left in front of us. We're sitting here right in front of the snack shack, right below the press box. We've got a really nice view here. The sun, we're shaded from the sun. It's a beautiful, beautiful day for football. A little fall foliage turning the colors in the background. Omaha World Herald's Stu Pospisil's picks for the games today. He took all the home teams except for the 2 9 seeds in D1. And so Stu picked Clarkson Lee. This is one of his two road picks to win in D1. The other is Alma. They're in the West. Stu picked the home favorites and all the other 14 matchups in this class.
Yeah, Stu picking against us has been good for us most of the season. He's picked against us most weeks, including last week for that game at Thayer Central. But not a great start here for the Thunderbirds so far. Let's see if we can regroup.
Kickoff is going to be handled at about the 18-yard line. And on the return there, thank you, Jersey Graham for JCC. Now, JCC hasn't – they stalled on their first two drives, but – just maybe look for them to make some of those pass connections. They do. You start to get a little momentum, start getting the vibe, and you start getting some momentum.
Yeah, I guess you feel better than if every play would have just been absolutely stuffed. They've had opportunities, just haven't quite connected on them so far.
That's right. Snap back to Swanson. He's going to have a keeper up the left side. Quarterback sweep. Keeper for about 3 yards.
And I think one of the things you may be seeing here, Lucas, is you talked about it in the pregame. first home playoff game ever for JCC. And on the other side, you got a team with 19 seniors who are the defending state champs. They've been there, done that in the playoffs a number of years in a row. And you may be seeing a little nerves for the inexperienced Thunderbirds.
I think so. I think you're probably right about that. I formation here, Swanson under center. It's going to be a give to Ofebu around the left side. Carries a couple. Carries a third. Nice run there. Right around the stick. It's going to be 1 yard short. I think that's going to line up a third and one for JCC right at about the 34-yard line in their own territory.
Ofebu ran up there because he was met by two Patriots at the line of scrimmage. Broke some tackles, ended up picking up five.
Quick snap here. They rush to the line, go on a quick count, and they are able to move the pile very well. Good for about a 2 yard gain. That'll bring the ball up to about the 36 yard line.
Yeah, kind of JCC's version of the Philly tush push. In high school, you can't actually push the ball carrier, but you can push the lineman beside the ball carrier.
I heard someone call the Philly, it was the brotherly shove.
Brotherly shove, yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break here. At the end of the first quarter, Carson Lee is up 14-0 on Johnson County Central. This is D1 High School Playoff Football on Sunny 101.3.
Sunny
101. F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Tecumseh, Nebraska, D1 playoff football, where JCC has just converted a first down. They run the first play here out of the second quarter. It was a little flank pass around to the left side that was stopped for about a 5 or 6 yard gain. Clarkson Lee kind of sniffing that one out.
A 5 yard loss there, Lucas. That was part of that screen game I was talking about earlier that JCC likes to run. Clarkson Lee, obviously well coached. They read that from the get go. True dropped for a 5 yard loss. We're going to have second and 15.
Thank you. Of course it was a loss. It was a loss, not a gain. Twins to the left, twins to the right. Shotgun formation. Swanson takes the pass, rifles it to a little kind of in pattern on the right side and right through the hands.
Yeah, that was intended for Jones, and I'll tell you what, it wasn't an easy catch, but that's one Keegan makes 9 out of 10 times. He's going to be a little frustrated with himself because he would have picked up about 8 and made it 3rd and 7 and said we got 3rd and 15 here.
Yeah, I would have made it a little more manageable. I don't know if maybe you heard that middle linebacker kind of coming at him, but yeah, I usually see Keegan Jones make those plays. JCC in the huddle here, thinking extra long about what play to run. 3rd and 15, clock stopped, 11:13 in the second quarter. Clarkson Lee up 14-0 on JCC. It's going to be wide receiver to the right, and Swanson's going to give it to Ofebu, a little halfback draw that will go for about 2 or 3 yards. Just kind of playing it safe there. JCC will probably be obligated to punt. Ball is at their own 33-yard line.
Boy, Johnson County Central just needs to get a drive going and build some confidence here, but you got to credit the big boys up front for Clarkson Lee. They're making life difficult right now.
Very true. Let's see. Clarkson Lee again with nobody back to punt receive. It's almost like they're going to kind of wait for a punt or just playing it safe, and the ball is going to bounce at about the 7-yard line, takes a big bounce into the end zone, and it will be a touchback in pursuit there. Is that Wellensack again?
It was Wellensack.
Yeah, and Wellensack might have had a chance to down it at about the 7 or 8, and you know, I would have done the same thing. I think he let it bounce here thinking he could get it inside the 5, but it took a fast hop on him.
Yeah, that one just took a straight forward hop. A lot of times you get a little bit of a pop-up or something. That one just go straight through the end zone.
Carson Lee lines up for their third drive here. They scored touchdowns on the first two drives of the game. First and 10 from the 15. Single back. Looks like Steffensmeyer in motion from left to right, and it's going to be a keeper by Brigacek, a quarterback keeper around the right side. Good for almost 15, 17-yard gain across the 30 up to maybe the 33 or 34 and out of bounds here right in front of us.
Yeah, another big game. Yep, we're calling 18 on the play. Jersey Graham on the tackle. Another example, though, Brigacek had me fooled on that fake again. I thought he'd given it off to Baumert, and he kept it around the right side, picked up 18 and another Patriot first down.
Clarkson Lee in business, first and 10 from the 33, 10:05 to go, second quarter, clock ticking. Same formation, single back set. It's going to be a give up the middle for Clarkson Lee, and they just keep moving the pile for 5 yards. Trey Steffensmeyer, good for five.
Yeah, boy, like I mentioned just a second ago, Clarkson Lee right now at least dominating the line of scrimmage. We're going to call that a 6-yard gain before the Thunderbirds were able to drag him down.
Clarkson Lee breaks the huddle. They're up to the line, still same formation, single back set.
Now.
Looks like a timeout, JCC. We'll stop for a one-minute break here. 9:26 to go, second quarter. 14-0 Clarkson Lee over JCC. High school football playoff style on Sunny 101.3.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back. Clarkson Lee takes the handoff and pitches it off to Isaac Baumer, who's going to take it to the house.
There is a flag.
Oh, got a flag. Oh, be a saving grace. Be a hold, baby.
Yep, they're bringing him back. It's either going to be a hold or block in the back.
It is a hold. It looks like they're bringing it back. There's the signal.
Yep, block in the back.
Okay, block in the back on Clarkson Lee. It was a kind of a little quarterback stretch option play, quick option to the right, and he pitched it right away. Was it Baumert that he pitched it to?
It was. And I got to tell you, Brigacek is just slick with his ball handling. He waited to the last minute until Wellensack was right into his chest, pitched it out to Baumert. Baumert was gone for 42 yards. Thankfully, there's going to be a penalty, bring it back. It's going to end up being about a 5-yard penalty. And so we got second and 10.
Second and 10, Clarkson Lee, same formation there, single back set, motion from left to right on that flanker, and that looks like a sack. It's going to be a sack. Wellensack with a sack on Baumer. Baumer fakes the give, and he's going to go down. And credit Wellensack for a nice little player, sets up third and 13.
And Baumer was kind of wanting to pitch that. He had the ball hanging out a little bit. I thought maybe Wellensack was going to be able to rip the ball loose, but Brigacek did a nice job holding on to the ball. Did lose three, third and 13. Thunderbirds need to stop in the worst way, Lucas.
Yeah, let's stop him here now. Get a little free and out after a big penalty. Brings back a touchdown. 8:25 to go, third and 14. Clarkson Lee, same formation, one back set. Steffensmeyer is going to be a motion left to right. It's going to be a give to Baumer, who cracks back to the left, and he's going to be stopped for about a 3-yard gain, not quite up back to the original line of scrimmage.
Jersey Graham did a nice job coming up from his safety position with help from Terry True, the linebacker. We'll call it a gain of 2, 4th and 11, and it looks like the Patriots are going to punt. As I mentioned earlier, Brigacek, the quarterback, is the punter, so I'm sure Coach Hahn is aware of that, but perfect opportunity for fakes if you got a quarterback who also punts.
Yeah, Jack Waring is back at ski. That's going to be snap back to Brinkacek, who pumps it left to right in front of us. They're going to let it go inside the 10, and that'll be down at the 9-yard line.
We'll call it a 37-yard punt.
37-yard punt, 7:34 to go. JCC will be in business from there.
We'll be on the Thunderbird 8-yard line.
You know, calling out this Brinkacek name brings back nightmares for me. My senior year, we had to play Howells at home, and, well, we had a tough time with Brinkacek. He was a Howells boy, I'm sure. Same name up there. And he dominated us. We ended up losing that sucker, and that was their first of six in a row.
You know, as ugly as this first half has been for the Thunderbirds so far, one good drive, and you could go into halftime feeling pretty decent.
Snap back here to Swanson. He's going to give it to Obeibu, who goes up to the right side. Just a little ISO, kind of a basic ISO up to the right side. Good for about 3 or 4 yards, though. That stays on schedule.
3 yards, it will be second.
Yeah, and Obeibu's running hard. Thunderbird's getting a little bit of push. And I almost wouldn't be surprised here to see Coach Houghton try and grind out a few first downs. You'd love to pop a big play because it's been there. But we also need to control the ball a little bit. Get some confidence going on offense.
Second, 7, ball on the 11. Swanson's under center. Obeibu, the single back. It's going to be a fake left, fake right. Rolls out to the right and just overthrows Keegan Jones.
Oh,
he did have Ludeman.
He had Wyatt Ludeman with nobody within 10 yards of him right in the middle of the field.
Ludeman was running a post from the left, and he was right in the middle of the field at about the 30-yard line. And I'm thinking Swanson just overlooked him there. Didn't quite. If he saw him, he surely would have thrown it to him.
Yeah, there was literally was no one within 10 yards of Ludeman. If he'd have caught it, he could have jogged 40 more yards for a touchdown. Well, now we got a 3rd and 7 here, Lucas.
3rd and 7 here. I was kind of thinking JCC could throw off guard by trying to throw on 2nd down. They had the right play call. Just maybe need Swanson just to kind of connect on those. We'll see here. He's going to throw again. Goes for a 5-7 step drop. He's going to be a little pressure, but those D linemen aren't very quick. Fires across the middle. It'll be tipped and not intercepted. Joey Steffensmeyer, the 155-pound senior in the cornerback position, got a hand on it. It looked like he did have Jones open for a split second, but double coverage.
Yeah, it was a tight window. It was actually a pretty good pass. It's just, as you mentioned, Steffensmeyer reached out, got the tip of his fingers on the ball, and the ball popped up and almost came back to him for the interception. Thankfully, it didn't. Jones is going to be back to punt again.
Let's see. There's going to be a penalty here. I don't know if this is a legal participation. Yes, it is. So So illegal participation on Clarkson Lee. They've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So that time they put somebody back to return, and did they end up with 9?
So there was a guy running off late, and he's gonna wave this flag off. No,
or
no.
Accept it, but okay. it's still gonna be 4th and almost 3.
Yeah. It's probably not going to be enough to go for it here. I thought maybe a short 2 or 1, but, boy, you're tucked deep at about the 15-yard line. You're going to have to punt it. And that is Jones that will be the punter.
And, again, nobody back.
Nobody back for Wellensack is the first again down there.
Good ball
bounce. It's a good JCC bounce right to left inside the 15. So it'll be down at the 14.5-yard line.
That's going to be a 52-yard punt, Lucas, with no return. And that ball had time. If they'd had anybody back there, he could have picked it up and advanced it 10 yards just by being the only one deep.
It just seems like Coach Jim Clarkson is just going to kind of go with the strategy of, limiting errors.
I guess you can't complain if you're a Patriot fan so far. You got a 14-0 lead. But they are leaving some yards on the table.
I would imagine Dylan Higby was their punt return man. He was probably the guy fielding them, and he was hurt in week 7. So perhaps they just said, hey, we're just going to go safe punt and not have anybody have a chance of fumbling it. So Carson Lee takes over. They're going to spot it at the 15. 6:28 to go, 2nd quarter. They are up 14-0. It's going to be a quarterback keeper. Baker on the right side. And Brinkacek does have blockers up in front of him. There is one man to beat, and that is Ludeman. And Ludeman's able to rustle him out at about the 15-yard line. So that'll go for
a 50-yard
gain. And the big plays here kind of hurting JCC. They got the hook last drive on the touchdown run, called back for a block in the back.
And you, to be fair, the Clarkson Lee line is just dominating right now. And they even had lead blockers. The guard had pulled around. He was 10, 15 yards down the field making a block.
Same formation here. One set back. That'll be Bomber in the backfield. It will be a give to him, and he's going to be stopped for no gain, maybe a gain of one.
Bomber is the ball carrier.
Yeah, the interior of the Thunderbirds defense, a little better job there. Well in second, Case able to make the tackle after a gain of one.
Clock ticking, 6 minutes to go, halfway through the second quarter here. 14-0, the defending D1 state champs, Clarkson Lee Patriots, sporting a 5-3 record. The three losses coming to against teams that have a combined two losses on the year. 24-2 combined. It's going to be a snap back to Brickachek, give around the left side to Bomber, and that'll be good for
that. That was
3 yards.
I think Steffensmeyer had come into the backfield that time, but he's going to gain four. So we're going to have third and five. And boy, Lucas, you really feel like Thunderbird's got to find a way to make a stop. You don't want to go into halftime down 20 or 22.
You got to find a stop here. I would believe that Clarkson Lee is in four down territory. They've got two more downs. It's third and five. Single back formation. It's going to be a fake to the left and flag on the play. Brickachek down to about the 1 yard line, but a flag in the backfield, likely a hold. It is.
Yeah, that time Gall just completely wrapped up Terry True and tackled him down. So here's the Thunderbirds' chance maybe to catch a break, because that was in the backfield, so that should be a full 10-yard holding penalty and should go from third and five to third and 15.
Yeah, that's true. New rule this year, when holding's in the, let's see, holding's in the backfield, I believe, go from the line of scrimmage.
Right, right.
And holding's downfield are from the spot. That's correct. They changed that this year. So that'll line up a third and 16. Ball is at the 21, third and 16, 4:45 to go, and timeout, Clarkson Lee. We'll take a little break. This is D1 Playoff Football. Live from JCC, you're listening to Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to the Bruna Implement Company Game of the Week. Your Case IH dealer in Hubble for parts, sales, and service. They have five other locations in Northeast Kansas. 14-0, Clarkson Lee over JCC. There was just a holding penalty there, so that backs up Clarkson Lee. Third and 16 from the JCC 21. And shotgun formation. Brickachek is going to be a lone man quarterback in the backfield.
I'd be watching draw here.
And he's going to look downfield, pump and go, and finds a man down the left sideline. That's Steffensmeyer, who Brickachek just ran kind of a little pump and go. He just faked him and then just made the perfect pass.
Yeah, it was really kind of a back shoulder throw, because Wes Swanson was in perfect position at running stride for stride with Steffensmeyer. Right at the last minute, Steffensmeyer just kind of checked up because the ball was on his back shoulder, caught it, went out of bounds at the two. So that's going to be a 19-yard gain and first to goal for the Patriots at the two.
I thought great coverage, too. Just a really good throw. So now Brickachek's going to go under center. Steffensmeyer is the lone back, and he's going to dive for the goal line. He's going to be in there, in for a touchdown. Clarkson Lee extends their lead 20-0. And that was a pretty methodical drive there by Clarkson Lee. One of the first few plays of the game, gaining 50 yards. And that's setting up here the third touchdown of the game. So Clarkson Lee, 3-0 on their offensive possessions tonight. And just really kind of just making the plays here to advance the ball as they line up for the two-point conversion. 4:35 to go in the second quarter. Clarkson Lee is going to go with an I formation. Brickachek is going to be under center. He's going to bumble on the play.
It bounced right back to him.
It did. The ball bounced right back to Ballmer, and he's going to pick it up and run it in for two. With 4:35 to go, Clarkson Lee 22, Johnson County Central 0. This is playoff football on Sunny 101.3.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive summary is brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company at 307 West 15th Street in Fall City, your Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer.
Well, another touchdown drive there for the Patriots. Another touchdown drive for the Patriots. Five plays, 75 yards. The touchdown, a two-yard run by Trey Steffensmeyer. The big play, though, was the 50-yard run by quarterback Brickachek. And with 4:35 left here in the first half, it's Clarkson Lee 22, Thunderbird 0.
Time for JCC to get some points on the board. We got to do it right here, boys. Let's see here. Taken at about the 15-yard line, finds a hole. And he's up the middle, and nice return there by Jersey Graham, taking it up past their own 35. Or maybe right at the 35.
Looks like they're going to mark it right at the 35. And, boy, he was one player away from breaking that and going all the way.
See if we can get some momentum going here. JCC has had a couple chances, maybe just missed a couple pass plays that could have connected for big gains. So Wes Swanson under center. He's going to hand it off to Ofebu around the right side. Good for about a six-yard gain.
Being brought down by Sadola.
22-0. 4:20 to go in the first half.
Second and five.
Johnson County Central hosting their first playoff game here in school history. First time in the playoffs in 10 years. Never won a playoff game as JCC. Wes Swanson takes a snap. It's going to be a misdirection to Ofebu, who comes around the left side. But a room. And it's going to be taken out of bounds here at about the 30, 50, 27 yard line.
We'll call it 13 on the carry.
13 on the carry. Little momentum here. You can kind of hear the crowd getting jazzed up. 3:52. Clock is stopped.
The Thunderbirds have a big crowd here tonight, and they're just yearning for something to get excited about.
Absolutely.
And they've gotten punched in the mouth right from the very get-go. They want to get into this game so bad.
Absolutely. Exciting times here. A little 1 hour earlier kickoff. Clarkson Lee is 2 hours and 20-minute drive, about 140 miles up by Columbus area. It's going to be a faker on the left side, option, quarterback option around to the right to Ofebu. Ofebu is going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage. We've got an injury on the play. There's an injury here to Andrew Rivera, and he looks like he's hurt, 280-pound senior. Let's see.
Yeah, Brickachek came up and made the tackle for a one-yard loss. But you're absolutely right. As the play was continuing, it was it Rivera? Is that who was the injury? Is it 72? Did you catch
the number? Yes, Andrew Rivera.
He kind of got rolled up on from behind as the play was happening in front of him. So
yeah.
He's down on the sideline there.
He's down. It's gotten silent here. They're right in front of the Clarkson Lee bench, and they've all taken a knee. Let's stop here for about a one-minute break and see what's going on. 3:44 to go in the second quarter. Clarkson Lee 22, Johnson County Central 0, D1 playoff football in Tecumseh, Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Tecumseh, Nebraska. Lucas Freshel here with Scott Strzok, and we've got JCC playoff football. There was an injury on the field. The 280-pound senior Andrew Rivera was kind of rolled up on first and 10 there. It was a quarterback option pitched to Ofebu, and Ofebu was stopped for a one-yard loss and kind of coming from in pursuit. Let's see, Rivera was kind of rolled up on. We thought maybe a knee or an ankle.
It was good to see, though. When he got up, he was getting help, but he was putting a little bit of weight on it.
I formation, Swanson under center, takes the snap. It's going to be a misdirection around the left side. Ofebu. Good for about 6 yards at least, so getting back to halfway between the sticks, third and six, sets up a manageable third down here, likely two down territory for him.
Yeah, I think so. With the way Clarkson Lee's offense has been going, you're on the plus side of the field now at about the 23-yard line, and you really need to score before halftime. You got 3 minutes left here in the half. Unless they come up with a loss here, I think this is four down territory.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think you got to go for it here. Let's see what happens. Third and six. Snap back to Swanson. Give me a gamble, Ofebu. And he'll get about 4 yards. He's going to be 1 or 2 yards short. That's the right play call. I like that play call. You get 4 of the 6, and now you got a chance to get a first down here. 2 or 3.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be maybe a short 2, almost 2 yards. I thought maybe they were going to spot that a yard further than they did. They're going to mark it just about the 19-yard line. Thunderbirds beat the 17 for a first down.
Pass or run here, Scott. What are you doing?
They're going to run.
And everybody's up tight. They might be trying to get him offside.
They might try and draw him off.
Yeah, it's a little hard count here. Let's see, JCC.
You may see Coach Hawton use a timeout.
JC, that's what I was thinking, too. JCC does. They take a timeout. We'll take a break, too. 2:24 to go. 22-0. Playoff football. Sunny, 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to playoff football. Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 6-2 versus the defending state champs Clarkson Lee Patriots 5-3. Clarkson Lee's up to a good lead here, 22-0, 2:24 to go in the second. JCC's got 4th and 2, I formation, step back to Swanson, he's going to pass, he's got a couple guys, and he goes underneath. That was the play that Scott was talking about when we were in the break, and it's a bootleg right. He has 3 guys open. That's great to see for the future of this game. These are calling the right plays.
Boy, we talked about it at the break. I said that during the season, a lot of times in a situation like this, they faked a true and then leaked him out into the flat. That's exactly what they did. Able to pick up 11 yards. First and goal, Thunderbirds at the 8. We need to score here.
2:17 to go to the second quarter. You might want to be strategic here. I don't know how quick you want to score. Let's see. Swanson's going to be another counter. Ofebu's got wide open. Touchdown. Johnson County Central. It was a little misdirection play from left to right. A give to Ofebu.
right as the guard from the opposite side pulled around and followed that block back around to the left, picked up eight. Thunderbird touchdown. Need a two-point conversion now.
Here we go. These are big. Two-point conversions are very big in these games. Swanson's in a shotgun. He's got to look to the end zone at the passer run play. And it's good. Keegan Jones. Good for two. That's 8 points for JCC. They got a little momentum. The crowd's getting into it. And about 90% of them are on their feet. We'll just keep it right here. 22-8. 2 minutes and 11 seconds. I'm sorry, we need to take it. It'll be a 30-second break. Take a quick 30-second break. You listen to the Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back. Big touchdown by JCC. The scoring drive summary brought to you by Arm Brewster Motor Company in Falls City. Arm Brewster Motor Company since 1951. More than you expected for less than you imagined.
8 plays, 45 yards, 8-yard touchdown run by Cedric Afebu. 2-point conversion was a pass from Swanson to Jones, was good. With 2:11 left, 22-8.
Johnson County Central kicks from right to left, and a nice play there. Nice little coverage by Terry True. He's going to stop him at about the 17-yard line.
Yeah, Cam Lowther came screaming down and made the first contact to slow him up, and then Terry True cleaned up the mess. And looks like the Patriots are going to have a first 10 about the, 18-yard line?
Nice catch there, yes. 2:05 to go, first half, 22-8. We've got a ball game here. Clarkson Lee has scored on all three of their offensive drives in the first half. Let's see what they do here. First and 10 from their own 18. It's going to be shotgun formation, a deep shotgun formation to Bomber. I'm sorry, Brickachek. And Brickachek will take it up to the left side for no gain, maybe a loss of one.
Yeah, that was kind of an interesting formation. They lined up both the running backs about a yard behind the line of scrimmage behind both guards, and then Brickachek was about 7 yards deep in the shotgun. And he ends up getting no gain on the play, brought down by Jones coming up from his safety spot.
I think that's the first time I've ever seen a 7-yard deep shotgun play.
Yeah, that was really interesting. It was like almost like an inverted wishbone with the quarterback being the top of the bone.
That's old school talk here right in the middle of Nebraska. Everybody knows the wishbone. Let's see, the same formation here. It is that kind of wishbone look. He is going to throw, and he's looking down the right side in front of us. He's got him open, and that ball was intended for Trey Steffensmeyer.
And
hit him right in the face mask, and it's incomplete. And Steffensmeyer, who kind of laid out for the play, like you said, landed on his elbow, and that probably disrupted his shoulder.
I was going to say, that's the kind of play you land like that. You really worry about either an injury to the AC joint or the glenohumeral joint proper there in the shoulder. My medical training coming back to help me there.
Speaking of, Doc, about 8 years ago, I did that in flag football. Can you take a look here real quick?
Halftime.
Clarkson Lee, 3rd and 10.
Another stop here would be big before halftime.
1:13 to go in the first half. 3rd and 10 from the 18. Let's see. Brickachek's going to go under center. It's going to be a double fake counterplay. He's going to go around the left side, and there he stopped, and he might be out of bounds. Let's get that clock stopped. It sure is.
Yeah, he's run out of bounds there.
Boy, you can start to feel it kind of turning over a little bit. They're going to probably punt here. I expect that they will. 4th and 7, maybe, at about the 21. 1:06 to go. Clock stopped, and I think JCC has 2 timeouts left.
Yeah,
maybe one.
Just one left. Good job by Graham and Jones running him out of bounds. So it's going to be 4th and 7. Brickachek's going to be back to punt. Back deep for the Thunderbirds once again is Jack Waring.
Thank you. So Brickachek is the punter, and he will punt it left or right in front of us. Waring's going to take it about the 27, breaks one, and an ankle biter got him. just across the 35-yard line up to about the 36.
Yeah, pretty nice return there. I would give Jack 6 or 7 yards on that return because the coverage was real good for the Patriots, but Jack fielded it cleanly, headed straight north and south, got 6. Thunderbirds are going to have it 1st and 10 at their own 36-yard line with just under a minute left here in the half.
Yep, I like it. So Wes Swanson looking for his receivers, Keegan Jones here, maybe Ludeman and also True out of the backfield. We'll see.
Boy, a big play before half would really change things, Lucas.
Let's get 6 more. Swanson under center, I formation, Ofebu dots the I, and Swanson going to take a deep drop. He's looking around. He's got Jones, and Jones was covered. It was a little overthrown, but Jones unable to separate. Defensive coverage there on the play was Joey Steffensmeyer. He's 155-pound senior, one of 19 seniors on the team.
Boy, and you can tell that Clark Salee has scouted this because Jones actually is picking up double coverage there from Isaac Baumer and Steffensmeyer, like you said. On the year, as I'd mentioned, Jones has over 700 yards receiving and 13 touchdowns.
Under center is Swanson. He's got I formation. Ofebu is at the top of it. It's going to be a give to Ofebu, who tries to find some room, and he's not going to. Let's see if Clarkson Lee decides to take a timeout here. It's going to line up a 3rd and 8. Looks like Coach Clarkson is going to be – nope. Okay, let's see. JCC is going to take a timeout. So we'll step back for a short minute, 1 minute break. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Big play here. JCC, 3rd and 9, 37 seconds left to go in the first quarter. They're down 2 possessions. Swanson's going to take the snap, rolls around to the right. Oh, man, I thought maybe there was a little activity there a little early. Man, I think if you're Coach Houghton, you could maybe argue of a pass interference there. I see Coach Beefy kind of with his hands in his pockets wondering probably the same thing. It was a pretty good pass, maybe just a half step behind him.
Yeah, it was a half step underthrown. Otherwise, I think Ludeman carries it, and he may score. And a pretty solid coverage there by Baumer. So Thunderbirds, 31 seconds. Coach Houghton, I think Wise here, are going to go ahead and punt. You don't want to give it back to Clarkson Lee at midfield.
Are you thinking no defensive pass interference?
No, I think that was probably a good play.
Fair enough.
I'd love to complain, but I probably can't.
Yeah, I think I let the emotions get the best of me here. So it looks like a good, clean play. And here's the punt. And they'll down it inside the 10, so good punt there. Well, in fact, with the first one to it. And I would imagine with 21 seconds left to go, I wouldn't be surprised if Clarkson Lee just takes a knee here up 22-8.
36-yard punt, no return, ball down there at the 8-yard line by True. And yeah, I'd be shocked if Clarkson Lee. I wouldn't be surprised if they ran the ball, but I'd be shocked if they throw it or did anything crazy here.
Yep, fair. No reason to maybe take negative yards unless you're at the end of the game and you've got it wrapped up. So
they may try and pop something here on a run, but I don't think it'll be anything risky.
21 seconds
there
left.
There in the tight formation. He's just going to kneel down.
Yeah, what we call victory formation here. Looks like a little shotgun snap there. Let's see. He is going to take a knee, and the clock will run. We'll stick with you here until it goes to zeros, just in case. But Boy, good drive there by JCC and to get the touchdown, and then the all-important two-point conversion. So, you know, they're down 14.
And you're right on that play, Lucas. Brickchick was kind of in the short chugging, what I would call the pistol. It was really kind of just a three-yard shotgun.
We'll break for halftime here. This is high school playoff football, D1 action. It's the 8 versus the 9. Johnson County Central down 8-22 against the defending state champs, Clarkson Lee. You're listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3.
Believe quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Chief Drug is a pharmacy you can depend on. They're located at 123 South 3rd on the Square in Tecumseh. They're ready to assist you with all of your prescriptions, and they'll be glad to help answer any questions you have regarding your treatment or medication. Chief Drug is proud to support all of the Johnson County Central Thunderbird students on all their school activities.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving toward. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents, American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Falls City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Tecumseh, Nebraska. We've got high school playoff football. It's Johnson County Central at 6-2, the 8th seed, hosting Clarkson Lee, defending D1 state champs. They're 5-3 on the year, but up 22-8 at half. This halftime report brought to you by Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt. For parts, sales, and service, they have 5 other locations in Northeast Kansas.
All right, Lucas, let's go ahead and run through the scoring drive, starting things off in the first quarter at 9 minutes, 40 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Rikicek was able to break off a 1-yard run for a touchdown. That drive was 42 yards, 5 plays. The 2-point conversion was no good, and Clarkson Lee was out to a 6-0 lead. With 1:16 remaining in the first quarter, you had a touchdown pass, this time from Rikicek to Mathis. That pass went for 76 yards, so a 3-play, 78-yard drive, 76-yard touchdown pass. On that one, Bauert was able to run in the 2-point conversion, and the Patriots are up 14-0. At 4 minutes 35 seconds in the second quarter, Steffensmeyer was able to take it in from 2 yards, a 5-play, 75-yard drive. Steffensmeyer with the scoring run, and then you had Baumert with the 2-point conversion. Patriots were up 22-0. Thunderbird was able to put some points up late in the first half with 2 minutes and 11 seconds to go. You had Cedric Afebu with an 8-yard touchdown run. That was an 8-play, 45-yard drive, and then you had a pass from Swanson to Jones on the 2-point conversion, which was good. So at the half, 22-8 Clarkson Lee. But if you're a Thunderbird fan looking for a little bit of positivity, Thunderbirds played unfortunately even there in that second quarter, 8-8, and finally got some stops. They were able to get two or three stops in that second quarter. First quarter, they didn't get any stops.
Carson Lee has a couple injuries here during the game. I know JCC's got a couple coming into the game, but one of their big linemen, it was Andrew Rivera, who got rolled up on. I haven't seen him back in the game, and then one of their stud backs, Trey Steffensmeyer, was dove for a pass here right in front of us, and he kind of messed up his shoulder. We'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, and that was real late in the second quarter, so we haven't been able to tell if he's going to try and come back.
You know, the whole thing here has been GCC has had some opportunities. I feel like Coach Houghton is definitely calling the right plays, and you know, Swanson, the sophomore quarterback, probably the adrenaline running a little bit, overthrew a couple of those guys early on. You know, if he connects on those, he might be looking at a tie ball game here. And Carson Lee, to their credit, have been able to run the big plays and have capitalized on those big plays.
I think it's probably a little bit of what we've talked about a couple times. Again, Carson Lee is a team with 19 seniors, been in the playoffs a number of years in a row, defending state champs. Thunderbirds hosting their first playoff game ever since they consolidated, became JCC. You saw the Thunderbirds, I think, start to settle in as we moved into the second quarter. Let's just hope that the deficit isn't too much to overcome.
Yeah, we got 6:20 to go here on halftime. Trying to run through some area scores on the sister station at KTNC. Johnson Brock hosting Windside, and they rolled today 58-0. I like Johnson Brock to be in charge of Class D2 there. They've got a good road ahead of them. They should likely be the number one seed.
Yeah, they're the one seed in the East.
Yeah, and they should probably be the one seed now when they reseed them, but they're going to get penalized for playing Windside, and they're going to lose some points, so it'll be interesting to see if they hold that one
seed. I think they'd be no worse than a 2 or 3, though.
I agree with that. So let's just run through the D1 scores here that I have. Bridgeport beat Alma 70-20. Summerlin beat Highline. No, let's see. Yeah, Summerlin beat Highline 52-46 in overtime. Arapahoe's up on Hemingford 44-14. Sandy Creek is up 62-22 on Maxwell. Clarkson Lee is the game here. They're up 22-8 on Johnson County Central. EMF, which is Exeter Milligan Friend, that's the only common opponent between our two games here. JCC lost by 2. Clarkson Lee lost to them by 20. EMF up 16-8 over Pender. Let's see, Stanton up over Meade, 58-6. Perkins County up 20-0 over Cambridge. Cross County up 36-14 over Wisner-Pilger.
I'm almost surprised that one's that close.
Yeah, Cross County's
awfully good.
Yeah, they are good. One of my buddies from college is the AD, head basketball coach up there, and he keeps me posted. He's pretty proud about what they got going on up there. North Platte, St. Pat's. 49-12 up over Sutton, and
that's the one seed in the West, I believe.
That is the one seed in the West, North Platte St. Pat's, and everything else is just underway. Elwin Murdoch down 0-8 against Shelby Rising City. Partington Newcastle up 8-0 over Plainview, and Riverside Elkhorn just underway. No score. 4:20 to go here in halftime. We'll take a short break. I think they're going to check the weather for you, and we'll be back for some second half coverage. D1 playoff football in Tecumseh. Johnson County Thunderbirds down 8-22 to Clarkson Lee. High school football on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Community Medical Center invites you to join them for a Pink Out community event October 20th from 2 to 4 p.m. Stop in and tour the imaging and oncology department, talk to the staff, and enjoy some refreshments. There will be giveaways and a drawing for a spa basket. You don't want to miss this Pink Out event October 20th at Community Medical Center in Fall City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
With U.S. Cellular, it's just $29.99 per line for one, two, or three lines. So you don't need that robot daughter you built to get a fourth line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Roblizabeth? She's not going to like that.
The robots will prevail.
Oh, boy.
Get the low rate of $29.99 per line. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
To get these great deals from U.S. Cellular, head to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 46 tonight under clear skies, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Bright sunshine tomorrow, highs level off around 80. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night, lows level off around 50. Dry and turning much cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 60s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Did you know breast cancer impacts both women and men? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Nemaha County Hospital wants you to know that early detection can save lives. Their experienced team of medical experts is here to emphasize the importance of regular screenings and self-examinations. Together, we can make a difference. Spread the word, get screened, and work towards fighting breast cancer. Learn more about their breast health services at nemahacountyhospital.com. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care. Every time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back. High school football. We've got 2.5 minutes here left in halftime. And we have kind of covered some scores here for you. The players are kind of getting warmed up. Lucas Freshel here with Strock. Scott, you got anything to add?
No, the one thing we should have JCC start in the second half with the ball. They kicked off to start the game. So we'll see what Coach Houghton's message at halftime was. If the Thunderbirds could come out, put together a drive, close this to a 6 or 8 point game, then I think you're right back in business.
Absolutely. It's just a 2-possession game now, 22-8. And JCC just kind of missing on some big plays. Some really nice opportunities there, and I'd say that they've grabbed the momentum. I know they're down 2 possessions, but they have grabbed the momentum here going into halftime. Let's see if they can fire hard. They're going to get the ball. We'll take about a 1 minute break here. Let's step aside. 1 minute break. High school football on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are. To ensure this harvest season goes smoothly, their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to high school playoff football here. Lucas Freshel with Scott Strzok, and JCC down 8-22 to start the second half, and they will take the opening kickoff. Jack Waring is going to take it at about the in between the 10 and the 15, gains about 10, and they will spot it at the 27.
Yep, Stucklesaw on that tackle for JCC. So not bad field position, 27-yard line, first drive of the second half, and let's see if the Thunderbirds can get cranking.
Thunderbirds are in business here. They're going to be Swanson's under center. Fabu is going to be the single back. They're going to use him as a decoy around to the right side and give it up the middle to Perry True, the fullback, and he's going to be good for about 6 yards.
Yeah, good first play for the Thunderbirds. A little trap play and picked up between 6 and 7. We'll call it 6. It'll be second and 4.
Second and 4. JCC looking to score here, making a one-possession game. I formation. Swanson under center. Fakes to True. Give to Ofebu around the left side. He's going to be close, pushing that line.
Yep.
Probably short of the first down marker by 1. Sets up a very manageable 3rd and 1.
Yeah, boy, you'd love to just have a methodical drive here, grind it a little bit. I love a play-action pass here on this 3rd and 1 if you want to take a risk and try and pop one. But if you're going to do that, you got to have made the decision you're going to go for it on 4.
Yep, I agree with that. 3rd and 1, I formation, and it's going to be a give to True up the middle, who's got plenty. He's got 5.
Yeah, I think he's going to have 6 there, yep.
First down, JCC across midfield, exactly what you wanted to see. Or if they can just get 3 or 4 or 5 first downs here and punch it in for 6, this crowd, I believe, would be right back in it. I mean, they are in it. You can tell. It's a pretty good crowd here.
Yeah, I think if it was a one-score game, they'd get cranking.
I think so, too. 10:35 to go, second half. Swanson under center. He's going to reverse pivot and give to True around the left side. And he's got a good 3-yard gain.
Picks up 3 yards, and it is second and
10:15 to go in the third quarter. Just underway here in the second half. The first half was defined as Clarkson Lee making some big plays. JCC just missing a few big plays and hanging in there and scoring at the end of the first half to get momentum. They get the ball here to start the second half, and it's going to be a counter to Ofebu on the left side, and there's a good flag on the play. Ofebu looked to possibly have enough, closer to the first down, probably a yard short, and flag in the area of holding.
Yeah, that's the initial signal. Boy, you're right. Ofebu was able to bounce it around the outside and picked up either 6 or 7. It was going to be either a first down or 3rd and 1, but they got the left side of the Thunderbird line. I think they thought Wellensek grabbed a hold of a little jersey there. That's going to back it up.
It is a holding by the, let's see, the white cap out there. That's a Nebraska City boy, I think, on the ref crew.
Yeah, so it's just 1 yard past the line of scrimmage, so it's going to be a 9-yard penalty, and then it's going to end up making it 2nd and 16, 17, right in between.
Ball spotted on the 35-yard line, I formation, Swanson under center. It's going to be a counter, fake counter, bootleg right, and there it is. There's that pass play we were talking about to Keegan Jones.
That was a dart from Swanson right on the money.
Those are the passes that were just about 1.5 to 2 yards overthrown in the first half. And like you said, Scott, that was a dart. Beautiful play call. Looks like Jones was running just either a post from the far side or a corner from the near side and pushed out of bounds here. Good for a first down. Gain of 18 about. 1st and 10. Ball in the 26 into Clarkson Lee territory. J- JCC in business, I formation, fake to the right, give to a favor on the left, break two, and he about breaks two or three. He's carrying three guys with him. Good for a first down here.
Boy, he almost got stopped in the backfield. Then was able to get to line, and then he broke a few tackles down the field. And, boy, he picked up a chunk there.
That little counter misdirection worked well. They used True as the decoy, faked him around the right side, and Ofebu came around to the left.
17-yard game, first and goal from the 9.
9:09 to go in the third quarter. JCC right in business. They run the exact same play, and this time Clarkson Lee snipped it out.
He might even have lost a yard.
Ofebu, the ball carrier, stopped by
Levi Gall, kind of pumped up there, given what you might maybe correlate to one of the Husker D linemen celebration. He was pumped up after that play.
Yeah, he did a good job penetrating on that one and was able to bring Ofebu down, which the Patriots haven't done a lot in the solo. They've been really rallying to the ball, but he did a nice job wrapping up Ofebu on that play.
Second and goal from the 9 for JCC. Let's see, it's going to be a little strong formation. The fullback was flanked out to the right. Give to Ofebu around the left. He's got plenty there. Good, maybe 5 or 6 yards inside the 5 to about the 4.
By Lindbergh.
Yeah, it's tough to tell for sure where they're going to mark that. Looks like just inside the 5.
Yeah, that near side linesman has just inside the 5. I'm thinking it's the 4. We're lined up here. We're on about the 35, 34 line on the other side of the field. And pretty good position here, though. Let's see. 3rd and goal from the 4. I formation. Snap back to Swanson. Fake left and right. And Ofebu in for 6. Touchdown. Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. 22-14, and a huge 2-point conversion here.
You can probably hear the crowd in the background now, Lucas.
They're getting pumped up. That's a big touchdown. That's exactly the type of drive that JCC needed there. And that's going to go down as the opening scoring drive for the second half. JCC takes it the distance. They got I formation here on the... It's going to be one of those misdirections to Ofebu around the right side. He's pumping. He's going to be stopped just short.
He was stood up at about the half-yard line, and that time was pushed back.
He was close. We're going to stop for a break. JCC scores. They do their part. 22-14. They trail Clarkson Lee. Playoff football from Tecumseh. Sunny, 101.3.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back. This scoring recap brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company. Armbruster Motor Company at 307 West 15th Street in Falls City. Your Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer.
Thunderbird touchdown drive. 8 plays, 62 yards at the 7:46 mark of the third quarter. The touchdown, a 4-yard run by Ofebu. 2-point conversion failed. 14-22, Clarkson Lee's leading by 8, 7:46 to go in the third.
Johnson County kicks it off, going to be fielded at the 5, and a pretty good tackle there by the JCC point man in on Andrew. No, I'm sorry, it's going to be Cam Lowther. Cam Lowther, the big man hustling downfield, and able to trip him up.
Yeah, it looked like Mathis maybe had some room to go there if Lowther hadn't tripped him up.
I thought so, too. He was able to kind of find a little opening on the far side over there. It looked like they had a right side return, and it was set up pretty well. As it is, Clarkson Lee, 7:41 to go in the third quarter, up 22-14. Take the ball at the 23-yard line. They've got Brickachek under center. We're going to run that same formation where the flanker is Steppensmeyer in motion from right to left. He's going to be stuffed. It's going to be a give to Ballmer in the backfield, and he is going to be stuffed.
Yeah, really good penetration that time by the interior of the Thunderbird defense, particularly Wellensack. they looks like they're spotting it right at the line. I thought maybe he lost half a yard, but they'll say no gain.
I thought so, too. That Trey Steffensmeyer, the 165-pound senior who was injured right before half, he's back. The other injury was Andrew Rivera, 72. We'll see if we can point out a 72 if he's back in there. Single back formation. It's going to be a give to Ballmer, who's going to be up the right side for about 5 yards.
Ball carrier brought down by Jones.
Yep, Keegan Jones, number 10, in on the tackle from the Thunderbirds from his safety spot. We'll call it five. It's third and a long five, not quite six.
Third and a long five, 6:40 to go.
Love a stop here, Lucas. Really get the momentum in your favor.
I want to see this crowd just go nuts, man. They're excited. First playoff game here in JCC history. The stands are packed. Clarkson Lee in I formation, and it's going to be a blitz around the right, left side. Left side linebacker came in on a blitz, and it's going to be a give up the right side to Ballmer, who's going to be tripped up for a 4-yard gain. He's going to be short of the first down.
Yeah.
Third and inches coming up.
Yeah, I think maybe, what, half a yard or less he's short?
And
Thunderbirds were able to make a little contact after about a yard or two, but Ballmer kind of spun and kept his momentum carrying forward, fell forward for about 4.5 yards.
Well, shoot, they're going to mark this. I thought he was going to be well short, but they're going to mark it. I suppose, you know, oftentimes in the regular season, you know, they'll just either give it to him or not. But I suppose when you get in the playoffs here, you got to take the time to run the sticks out there.
Yeah, I thought when he fell, he was a full yard short. They kind of gave him the forward momentum of going all the way to the ground with his upper body.
Ooh.
Oh boy, they're marking that. They're calling that a first down.
Dang it! That was a good spot by the ref. I mean, I thought his knee was down a little bit shorter, but you know, that's, you know, credit Ballmer for diving forward and grabbing the necessary yardage you needed for the first.
I just would have been interested to see there what Clarkson Lee would have done with a fourth and half a yard from their own 33 at this point in the game. I think he would have went for it.
I agree.
With the way their line is playing, probably quarterback sneak, but boy, I'd have liked to have seen it.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Okay, so first down and 10 from the 33, 5:50 to go, clock ticking. Clarkson Lee up by 6, 22-14. And he's wide open. It's going to be a quarterback keeper. It was Brickachek's going to run in for 6 around the right side, and there's not a JCC defender within 15 yards. I was fooled. I thought it was going to be a dive up the middle. It was a fake dive. They used Steffensmeyer as the decoy, and Brickachek takes it the distance for 47 yards.
I know I sound like I'm beating a dead horse a little bit, Lucas, but boy, he is slick with his ball handling. I know he's fooled us 2 or 3 times. It just looks like he makes that give, and he ends up popping around the outside with the ball, goes 47 yards for a touchdown.
Ryan,
boy, you can feel the air sucked out of the crowd.
I agree. You know, you're looking at fourth and inches there. They bring out the chains. They don't pull them tight enough, and they get a first down. So Clarkson Lee, single back set, flankers to the left. He'll go in motion. Left to right is Steffensmeyer. It's going to be a pass. Brickachek's got a man wide open here on the left side, and that'll be good for 2.
I think that's Mathis that caught that.
Thank you for that. That is Mathis. So that extends the lead 30-14. Just kind of a gut punch there. We'll step aside for a break. High school football on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Recap brought to you by Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt for parts, sales, and service. They have 5 other locations in Northeast Kansas.
Clarkson Lee with the scoring drive there, 57 yards, 4 plays, the big one, a 47-yard run by Brickachek. 2-point conversion was good on a pass from Brickachek to Mathis with 5:39 left in the third, 30-14 Patriots.
ball's going to be filled in by JCC. Jersey Graham's going to take it up past the 15 to about the 18-yard line. JCC will start their second offensive possession of the second half from near the same spot that they did on the previous drive and drove all the way down for six and converted the two, so eight. If they do that again here, they'll be back in business. Down 16 as it stands, 30-14.
Still just a two-possession game.
On that previous possession, Clarkson Lee was looking at a fourth and inches. They brought up the chains, and it was good for a first. The very next play, Brinkacek goes for six. Snap back to Swanson. He's going to get to up to the right side to True. He's going to be stopped for no gain on first down.
Rivera ended up stepping into the hole there, and I think that's the Rivera that was out earlier. So he is. He's back in the game, number 72 there for Clarkson Lee.
Clarkson Lee back to full strength. And Rivera's a big boy in there. He's playing nose guard for him.
Boy, he's between Rivera and Lemberg, there's a lot of beef in the middle and on the left side of that Clarkson Lee defense. They've been tough to move.
Clarkson Lee's average weight is about 100 to 182 pounds. That's a big high school football team for eight man. Give to Ofebu around to the left side, and gosh, maybe just 1 or 2 yards. Not quite enough there. Lines up a 3rd and 9, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 7.
Looks like they ended up giving him 2 there, so we'll call it 3rd and 7 now. Boy, they spotted it a little late. You're right. I thought Lucas, he didn't quite get to, but he got a full 2 with where they spotted that.
And I was kind of thinking here, 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Clarkson leads the defending state champs up 30-14 over Johnson County Central, and look for a pass here from Swanson. He's got Keegan Jones out left. He's also got True to the right, and Jones, see, across the middle, good for a first down, and a first down plus 8 or 9 after that. Up past the 35 to about the 36 or 37,
boy,
nearing midfield.
And that time, Jones ended up just trucking over Joey Stebbinsmeyer in the defensive backfield at the end of that play.
I know that ground game was working pretty good on the previous drive, but Wes Swanson has seemed to kind of find his touch here after overthrowing a few receivers in the first quarter. And it's going to be a give to Ofebu on the left side. He's going to be hit in the backfield. Ofebu pushes his way forward to the line of scrimmage for no gain.
Well, I think Coach Hunt wants to run the ball enough to make that play action fade mean something. And really, the Thunderbirds on the last drive were quite successful run. They were picking up 3, 4, 6 a chunk. The first three run plays of this drive, though, have netted a total of about 4 yards.
The one big play there on third down was the pass play to Jones, who gained a significant amount, maybe about 18 or 19.
16 is what I had it.
Thank you. Second and 10 from the JCC 37. JCC, Wes Swanson under center. He's got a bootleg to the right. He's got Jones again, and gosh! Yes, caught down to about the 25-24, and that sucker was right on the money. Double coverage.
Yeah, and there was only one spot that Swanson could have put that right out in front of Jones as Jones came to the sideline. Really nice catch by Keegan, 2 feet in bounds, and then momentum carried him out of bounds. That's going to be a 20-yard gain.
Nice little corner pattern there by Keegan Jones running a tight pattern. He had a man in front of him. He had a man behind him. That ball was placed perfectly by Swanson. Swanson's now under center. It looks like an offset eye. True, the fullback is going to go out the backfield to the left and open, wide open. It's wide open. Ludeman, he'll take it in for the touchdown. No flags on the play. That was a play action pass. Bootleg left this time, and they used Keegan Jones as a little decoy. Wyatt Ludeman was open, caught the ball at about the 11-yard line and walked in untouched. All the attention was on Keegan Jones and Wyatt Ludeman, the 185-pound senior, making himself available for six.
Boy, Thunderbirds with a quick strike to answer right back. Two-point conversion is huge here to make it a one-possession game.
They're just so big in these games, 20-30. shotgun formation. It's going to be a quick option right. It's going to be a pitch to Ofebu, dives for the pylon, and darn it, he's going to be stopped short.
Boy, you'd have liked to see him just turn up and stick his nose, and he kind of went out of bounds.
I thought maybe he could have. Let's stop for a short break. Let's take a 30-second break here. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for a new activity for the kids or the whole family? At Heller Martial Arts, we have something for everyone. Taekwondo for all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga self-defense classes for adults. Anyone can do it, and you can start anytime. And your first class is free. Call today, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts at 1522 Stone Street, Fall City. And you can find us on Facebook at Heller Martial Arts.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back. This scoring drive recap brought to you by Arbuscher Motor Company in Fall City. Since 1951, more than you expected for less than you imagined.
Yeah, just over 2.5 minutes. Thunderbirds go 62 yards in six plays, a couple big pass plays, 16 and 20 yards to Jones. The scoring play, a 23-yard pass from Swanson to Ludeman. Two-point conversion failed with 2:52 to go in the third. 10-point deficit for the Thunderbirds.
Good momentum, good drive there. It's a kickoff left to right in front of us. It's
going
to be fielded at about the five. He breaks one and two tackles, and he's going to be
Lowther, Swanson, and I couldn't quite catch the other Thunderbird in on the play. Mathis gets up a little ginger, but he's up and moving.
They'll mark it at about the 22-yard line. Yes, I did see Cam Lowther in on that one. He was the big man that made the tackle on the last kickoff. Kind of a little ankle biter there that perhaps saved a touchdown on the kickoff after JCC scored on the opening drive of the second half.
Well, Lucas, I think we're late enough in the game that Thunderbirds can't trade touchdowns anymore. They got to, especially with failing on that last two-point conversion, they need to get a stop.
I would agree, and if you're going to, this has got to be the very last one. But let's stop them here now. 2:45 to go. Snap back to Brickachek. He's going to be an option to the right. He's gobbled up in the backfield and able to spin forward there.
That was a tough run for...
Uh-oh, Brickachek is
that
down.
Brickachek that's slow to get up. Boy, you never want to see an injury, and this would be probably one of the worst players that could go down for the Patriots.
Clarkson Lee has kind of been riddled with some funny little injuries here. You know, we've had a playmaker and a lineman go down. They've both come back, but Brickachek was stopped in the backfield and was able to scramble forward. I don't know if, you know, maybe he just fell on the ball and got the wind knocked out of him, but...
I didn't have a good enough look to tell. It looked like, I kind of got excited. I thought maybe he was going to be dropped for about a 3-yard loss. And boy, he spun and churned, ended up getting back to the line of scrimmage, and then has been slow to get up. And the way he was kind of twisting, I don't know if maybe he twisted a lower extremity or if, like you said, spun around and fell on the ball. You hate to see somebody get hurt. It would be a big break for JCC, but just not the kind you root for.
Absolutely. Well said. Brickachek is still down there. He kind of grabbed his face mask and took off his helmet right away. I would imagine if it was some sort of, you know, loss of wind that he would be maybe up by now, but Coach Clarkson is still tending to him, and the Clarkson Lee team is on one knee. We should probably step aside. We will. Let's take a short 30-second break. Let's go one full minute here. Let's see. No, we better go 30. You're listening to High School
Frontier Bank provides you with services which help you manage the financial side of your life. Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with Frontier Bank, you're investing in your community.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3.
Look at not a great sign. Some of the looks like some of the medical crew are starting to maybe migrate toward the field. I don't know if that's just an abundance of caution.
Yeah, we've got an injury on the field here. The quarterback, Ryan Brickachek for Clarkson Lee, who has had a fabulous game. He just had a long run for a touchdown their previous possession, and he's down the field. There was a little bit of twisting going on. I don't know if it was an ankle or a knee, but he's still down the field. And now some of the medical personnel from the ambulance side over there going out to the field. It's Clarkson Lee ball, second and 10 on about the 22-yard line. They're up 30-20, 2:32 to go in the third quarter. And we will step aside here for, gosh, probably at least another 1 minute. Let's go a 2 minute break here. We'll step aside and we'll try to intervene if he gets up. But we'll stop for a 2 minute medical break. You're listening to Playoff Football on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farman City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. Got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you need for harvest time. So give us a call. Come on in. Farman City Supply. We'll keep you cutting.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sist, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Oh yeah.
Welcome back to Tecumseh football. It's Johnson County Central Thunderbirds football against Clarkson Lee here. It's the opening round of the D1 football playoffs, and the quarterback for Clarkson Lee, Ryan Brickachek, who's been a superstar tonight, went down with what we think possibly was a head injury. He was maybe a little woozy, possibly concussed. We don't know. We're trying to speculate here for you, but it doesn't look like he's hobbling or limping, so maybe not a knee or an ankle. What do you think, Scott?
Yeah, that would be my guess. So the way he got up and walked, he just was a little unsteady on his feet but didn't appear to be limping. I'm not even sure who's in at quarterback right now for them.
No other Clarkson Lee quarterback has attempted a pass, so we'll try to get you the update here. So it's going to be a give up the right side and a give to Isaac Baumer, I believe, who's going to go for 10 yards and a first down, and he's pumping the huddle up.
That's number 26, Wyatt Crosley, a 5'10", 140-pound sophomore that's come in at quarterback for the Patriots.
Clarkson Lee breaks the huddle. Boy, expect him to run probably every down here. First and 10 from the 33. It's going to be a give around the right side. Stop, no gain.
Travis ball carrier brought down by Cabrales.
Stop for no gain right at the 33. 1:50 to go. Clock ticking.
Yeah, I think we'll credit Giovanni Cabrales with that tackle. And now we got a Thunderbird down.
We do have a Thunderbird down right at midfield at about, let's see, the 35-yard line. And I can't see a number.
No, I can't either yet.
The number on his sleeve is too small. I do have my glasses on.
Oh, I think that's number 10. Is that Keegan Jones? That is. That's Keegan Jones that's down.
It is. Keegan Jones here is down at the 35-yard line.
And that would be about as devastating a loss for the Thunderbirds as Brikacek was for the Patriots.
Keegan Jones has been the superstar wide receiver, and he's going to get up quick. That's good. Let's see if he's – is there any limping going on? Yes, maybe a right side.
He's also the Thunderbirds' leading tackler and is going to set the career tackles record for JCC. Last year, he set the season tackles record.
Nice stats. Good stuff. I knew we got a local guy on the color call would come with some of that stuff. Keegan Jones is limping a little bit. It looks to be a right side ankle, knee, right side something is the one he's favoring. He is walking underneath his own power, coming right here in front of us to the bench. They'll check him out. He's had a solid game here.
But no gain on that first down play. So second 10, Thunderbirds need to come up with a stop.
Single back formation for Clarkson Lee. It's going to be a snap back to Crosley, who keeps it up around to the right side. And that'll be good for about a 3-yard gain.
Boy, they ended up marking that back further than we thought. I'd say maybe a yard and a half.
Good. I'd say with that fourth and inches that went for a first down, JCC's owed one.
Yeah, maybe we were due. So third and 8.5 here, Lucas. Thunderbirds really, really could benefit from the stop, get that ball back.
Boy, stop him here. You'd think they'd have to punt. So I formation, Crosley takes a snap. He's going to give it to Steffensmeyer.
Uh-oh.
Around the right side, he's wide open. It's nothing but the open field. One man to beat, and he does, and he goes in for 6 on 3rd and 8 with 48 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Trey Steffensmeyer on what would be about a halfback give up the right side. And he's going to be in for 6, like Scott said, 45-yard touchdown. And another little gut punch here as JCC had him on the ropes, and they go for 6. Chewy.
Boy, just when you thought the momentum really could have turned in JCC's favor.
Man, I agree. 36-20. Got to stop him here on the 2. I formation, Crosley under center. Takes a snap. He's going to give around the left side. And high-stepping into the end zone is Steffensmeyer. Good for 2. We'll take a break. 38-20.
And that'll bring our score.
Clarkson Lee extends the lead. You're listening to High School Football Playoffs on Sunny 101.3.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jim has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jim's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jim's Country Meats in Table Rock.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This scoring recap presented to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha ArmConnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
Patriots go 58 yards in 5 plays. The big play, 45-yard touchdown run by Trey Steffensmeyer. What do we have here? The onside kickback?
It was just a short kick to Jersey Graham, who takes the kickoff up near midfield at about 40-yard line. He is at midfield.
Right at midfield. So 58 yards on 5 plays. The big one, a 45-yard touchdown by Steffensmeyer. 2-point conversion was good as well. With 45 seconds left here in the third quarter, Patriots up 38-20. Good field position.
Good to see Keegan Jones, number 10, back in at right tight end. I formation, fake to the right, give to Ofebu around to the left side. He's going to be stopped for no gain. Gets back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, really nice job by the right side of the Clarkson Lee defensive line there. Coming up, stacking up that play. Ofebu tried to bounce outside and maybe got half a yard at best.
18, 17, 16. I don't believe JCC has to run a play. I think they're good. Let's see. I probably would if I was them. They're down by 18, 3-possession game. I formation, strong wing back to the right. It's going to be a fake give to True, came from right to left. Pitch to Ofebu around the right side, and that'll go for a good 6 or 7 yards. Nice little productive play. That'll be the end of the third quarter. Clarkson Lee extends their lead. It's 38-20. This is D1 playoff football live from Tecumseh on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to the Bruna Implement Company Game of the Week, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt for parts, sales, and service. They have five other locations in northeast Kansas. JCC in business here, down 38-20 with the ball across midfield. Give to Ofebu up the middle. Looks like he's got the first.
Needed three. I think he got four.
Yep, I agree with that. The far sideline man is going to mark him for the first down, and they'll move those chains.
Well, the one thing about being down 18 at this point is it makes the decision-making easy. I think you're in continuous four-down territory the rest of the game.
I like it. Find the positive there. 11:38 to go in the game. JCC down three possessions. The two-point conversions kind of going Clarkson Lee's way and not necessarily JCC's. Snap back to Swanson. It's going to be a fumble on the play. Ofebu is going to jump on it. That's just a first down loss. You're still okay, but it's going to be a five-yard loss.
Well, he kind of got piled on there at the end and is slow to get up now. Lost five.
Yeah, it looked like he was trying to pick it up and then realized that he couldn't, so he jumped on it. And the first time he touched the ball, he wasn't able to secure it. He secured it the second time. By that time, the Clarkson Lee defender was in pursuit and kind of got a little pop on him. He was kind of sitting on it and hunched over.
Yeah. Second and 15.
Well, in the third quarter there, it seemed like the JCC passing game had kind of woken up. It'll be interesting to see if we see more of that right here.
Single back set. Ofebu is the eye back. Seven-step drop from Swanson. Looks like a screen. It is, and a screen across the middle to Wyatt Ludeman around the right side, and that works good for 10 yards. Wyatt Ludeman was lined up at the left-end position. It comes around, stops in the middle of the field. What was a seven-step drop turns into a 10-12 to set up the screen.
Well, now we're in manageable. Third and five, and like you said, everything's four-down territory at this point, so that's a nice 10-yard pickup. Ball's inside the 25, called the 24-yard line of Clarkson Lee. As we're moving towards 10 minutes.
That's the right play. Clarkson Lee's stud quarterback, Ryan Brickachek, we've not seen him back. And let's see, a fake to the left, fake to the right. Swanson out to the left. And nice little
Mathis
play.
With a really nice job on defense there. Was able to just tip it away because Ludeman was about two steps behind him, running across the field. Mathis undercut it and just deflected that pass away. Would have been about a 15-yard gain.
Yep, Wyatt Ludeman there just on the little corner out pattern here right in front of us at about the 10-ish yard line. And nice little play there by the defense to knock it away. I'd say it was a good pass. It was probably right where it needed to be.
It was just really well defended.
Yep. If he throws it maybe just a little bit harder, it might be caught, but that would have been a super perfect pass. So I formation, fourth down. It's going to be bootleg to the right again, and Swanson looking up. He's going to keep it. He's got enough room, and he's going to be close to the first.
That should be a first. Yep, that's going to be a first down.
Nice play there.
Five, I think he got six.
Nice play by Swanson. He was in a bootleg left, and tucked it, got the yardage that he needed to extend the drive. And you know, up to this point, that's the play of the game for me. You got to get that first down.
Yes, the game's over if this drive comes up short. So really smart decision because the Thunderbirds were running receivers in three different levels on the left side of the field, but they had great coverage. Swanson tucked it, got six.
I formation, Swanson under center. Ofebu, the eye back, fakes left, comes right on a counter play, and he's going to be stuffed. That's
Rivera.
That is Rivera. That's the fellow that was hurt earlier. He's all.
Oh, that's going to be a personal foul against Clarkson Lee. That was Lindbergh did kind of his
sap
dance, but he was crawling up the field.
I mean, that's something that you see in the NFL. That's not even allowed in college.
No, that doesn't fly. And they had stuffed a Fagan for no game, so instead of second and 10, they'll probably be a half the distance penalty because the line of scrimmage is about the 19. So I'd say this is going to move to about the 9 or 10-yard line and be a first and goal for the Thunderbirds.
Yep, and I think those unsportsmanlikes are automatic first downs, I think. There's a few penalties in high school football that are automatic first, and I think that's one of them.
Well, now that's odd. They're spotting that ball at the 11, which makes that a 7-yard penalty.
So it might be from the line of scrimmage then. So if it's no, but then it would still, they still don't have this right.
And it should be
4 for the Thunderbirds.
But how can an unsportsmanlike be a 7? Okay, they're moving it to. He spotted it just outside the 10 instead of just inside the 10.
Okay, so yeah, so unsportsmanlike penalty in this scenario is not an automatic first down. That's the kicker in high school. So,
okay, but it does make it 2nd and 2 rather than 2nd and 10.
That's right. So here we go. I formation. Swanson takes a snap. It's going to be a give to Ofebu on the left side. Very patient run. Nice run.
Okay.
Good for 3. First down and goal. First down and goal from the 6 or 7. They'll stop the clock here momentarily. 9:20 to go. JCC in business.
That little dance by Lindbergh made me flash back to like that 80s Jets with Klecko and Gastineau. They always did those goofy dances.
I've got visions of 94 Huskers like Warren Sapp style.
That's a good reference there.
All right, here we go. I formation, strong side left. True is left. It's going to be a bootleg to the left. Swanson to lose one tackle. And close to the pylon, going to be run out of bounds at about the 2-yard line. This is do or die here for JCC. They've got 3 more downs to punch it in for 6. And let's try to save as much time as possible.
And watch this. Somebody went the wrong way. All the receivers went to the right side of the field. And Swanson was rolling out to the left and made lemonade limits because he had no one to throw the ball to. And ended up picking up a chunk of yards, and we got 2nd goal from the 2.
I was going to say, if I had to guess, Swanson went the wrong way, and he was kind of tapping his chest like, my bad, coach.
Yeah.
He was supposed to roll right, and he went left, but yeah, made it into a good one. 2nd and goal from the 2, 8:52 to go, snap back. It's going to be fake left, fake right. He's got True, and drops it. True dropped the ball at about the 2-yard line.
That was going to be a touchdown.
He would have walked in for 6, and True has kind of got his hands on his helmet. He knows it.
Boy, he was wide open in the flat on the far side of the field. There wasn't anybody within about 6 yards of him. Well, still got 2 more downs. 3rd and goal from the 2. I wouldn't be surprised to see them go right back to True on a running play here.
They've been running quite a bit of misdirection. And let's see, I formation, straight eye. It's going to be a give to Ofebu, just kind of going right up the middle. And in for 6, had to have it. Ofebu is going to go in for 6, just kind of a basic little 34 ISO around to the right side in between the end and the guard. And he's going to push it forward. That makes it a 12-point game here, 38-26. And, you know, not a huge, huge 2-point conversion, but yet still very big. You can take it from a 12-point lead to 10. I formation, going to be a fake to True. Sweep left, toss to Ofebu, reaches for the pylon, and he says no. He touched the pylon, but they're going to call it no good. I wonder if he stepped out of bounds early.
Boy, let's look at the replay here on this screen, because I agree with you. I thought he touched the ball to the pylon without... Boy, it's hard to tell there if he stepped out of bounds with that left foot at the 1, but Either way, they're not going to give it to them.
They're not going to give it to them. Very peculiar. We'll just keep it right here. That scoring drive recap is presented to you by Bond Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arnconnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City. That cuts the lead 38-26, 8:44 to go in the fourth.
Boy, and that's one of the more unusual drives you had. That's the longest drive plays-wise. 11 plays, it only covered 40 yards. But methodically, Thunderbirds do take it in for a touchdown at the 8:44 mark of the fourth quarter. Ofebu with the 2-yard carry, aided by that penalty as well. But 2-yard carry by Ofebu. They called the 2-point conversion no good. So with 8:44 left to go in our game, Clarkson Lee 38, GCC, Thunderbirds 26.
Kind of a couple big plays on that drive there. Swanson was able to scramble for the first down on fourth and five or six.
Yep.
He was able to just get across to the pylon, get the first, and then shoot one of the Clarkson Lee. Corbin Lindbergh on a huge play on first down after that play, gets up and does kind of a little crawl, kind of a show dance, and he's going to get flagged and unsportsmanlike. And that's an offsider here that did not go 10 yards.
They landed on it.
And Clarkson Lee is going to pick it up at about the 38-yard line in JCC territory. Interesting little try there. Gosh, you know, without Clarkson Lee having Ryan Brickachek at quarterback, I wonder. Let's see who comes in at quarterback here. It is.
Is it Crosley again?
I couldn't tell.
26 Crosley was who was in the last time.
That looks like a 26. That looks like a 26. It is. So Ryan Brickachek, the stud quarterback for Clarkson Lee, is still out, and Crosley's the sophomore quarterback. Fumble the play! It looks like JCC ball! Fumble on the first play! It is! Back in business, baby! It was just kind of a regular formation there. They were kind of in a pro set. And just like we were saying, Crosley is the quarterback, and he didn't quite get the snap under center.
He didn't quite have control of the snap, and the right guard was pulling across the formation and just knocked the ball right out of his hands onto the ground. Thunderbirds recover, and that's just as good as our onside kick. They're going to take over on our own 36-yard line. 8:37 to go.
Wellensack with the recovery. Single back formation. True is going to pass coverage. And he's got Keegan Jones down the right side. They're going to toss it up. And it looks like it might be intercepted. That ball is intercepted. And he had a couple of Thunderbirds that were open on the right side. So as it is with what has just happened, an onsider went 8 yards, wasn't far enough. Clarkson Lee's first play from scrimmage was a fumble. Recovered by JCC. And then there was a personal foul. And then an interception downfield. That interception is going to be negated. We've got a personal foul here, roughing the passer. And JCC is going to keep this ball 15 yards down the field. What a huge penalty. Oh, no. So, wait a minute. Are they calling that the interception and then 15? If it's roughing the passer happens while... Maybe they said it was after the change of possession. Okay, targeting. So they called targeting.
But well, now he just signaled in JCC's direction. So
it looks like the targeting happened after the interception. So what I'm going to guess is what happened was the interception happened. A Clarkson Lee player.
JCC has their offense on the field. This is bizarre.
So it is bizarre, but the way that it could be Clarkson Lee's ball is if the interception happened and then a Clarkson Lee player went to go target a JCC guy. So that...
See, they're moving it. I think it's going to be... Because the interception, they went straight to go. There wasn't even any chance for somebody to try and make a block. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So it looks like they're getting...
Now we're all the way back to the original line of scrimmage. See, they're going to mark off 15 now. I think JCC is going to have a first down.
I'm going to tell you what. Give credit over there to the chain gang for not moving those sticks and holding, because I know one of them over there, and he probably knows exactly what the right call is, and They did not move the chains, and rightfully so. That gives the referees the ability to walk off the 15 yards from where it should be. It's JCC ball. JCC down, 26-38, 8:29 to go. Swanson under center. It's going to be a give to a Fabu around the left side. He finds a little hole. He's good for 5 or 6 yards, kind of reaches forward. What a wild turn of events.
Yeah, and the officials didn't make it any easier on us because I don't know exactly what they were doing there at first, but they got to sort it out, so I'm happy. Fabu's going to get 5 there. It's going to be 2nd and 5 for the Thunderbirds. Ball at the Patriot 23 as we run down to 8 minutes left in the game, Lucas.
Yeah, just a little momentary lapse of reason by the refs. I think they were just kind of going, but they've got it right here. JCC ball, 2nd and 5 from the 23, and give around to the right side to Fabu, who's going to be close to the sticks. Might be short right at them.
The near officials telling them to move. It looks like they're going to.
Okay, first down inside the 20, 7:50 to go. The clock is stopped for just a moment here. Now it's clicking.
If you can score with, 5.5 minutes-ish here, this could really be entertaining down the stretch.
Note, Clarkson Lee is without their stud quarterback, Brickachek, and the backup quarterback fumbled the first snap of the last possession. It's going to be a fake left, fake right, bootleg right. Swanson, he's a touchdown! Touchdown, Boston County Central. Touchdown, Keegan Jones. That's going to go down as an 18-yard touchdown pass. Wes Swanson, fake to a fake move. Bootleg to the left. And Keegan Jones in the back of the end zone, running a little post pattern there. Caught it about 8 yards deep in the end zone, right on the
boy, that was huge. 18-yard pass, like you said, beautiful pass.
38-32, Johnson County Central lines up for the two-point conversion. Shotgun formation, bootleg to the right. Swanson looks for the end zone, finds his guy, and he's in for 2. That's going to be good. Johnson County Central back in business, and this crowd is in business. We're going to take a little break here. 7:26 to go, 38-34. Clarkson Lee over JCC, Sunny 101.3.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new home health director and Jolene Bartles as our new radiology supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as foundation director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to JCC Playoff Football. It's the D1 first round, and Johnson County Central, after a wild turn of events, this scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
Yeah, 4 plays, 43 yards, and that scoring drive only took 42 seconds for JCC. An 18-yard pass from Swanson to Jones. Those two also connected on the two-point play. With 7:26 to go, 38-34. So the Thunderbirds have scored 14 points in the last 46, 48 seconds. And now we've got ourselves a ball game. 7.5 minutes to go, and we've got a 4-point game.
Johnson County Central with the kickoff, able to get the touchback. And Clarkson Lee at the 15-yard line, winning 38-34. They've got their backup quarterback in there who fumbled on the first play of the last possession. They're going to give right up the middle. It's going to be a give to, I believe, Bomber, who's going to be stopped with maybe a 1-yard gain. Second and 9.
Drew was able to shoot in from the left side and knock him down for a 1-yard gain. Second and 9 upcoming,
and you can see the JCC bench here on the near sideline right in front of us kind of getting pumped up.
Oh, the momentum has changed sides.
It totally has, and boy, it's going to be tough to try to march down the field without your starting quarterback. Let's see what they do here. 2nd and 9, 6:48 to go, clock ticking.
JCC has all 8 men within 3 yards of the line of scrimmage.
It's going to be a sweep to the right, and it's going to be Scott Palmer was able to make about 3 Thunderbirds miss in the backfield.
22, tackled 22 there. Bomber brought down by Swanson. He got four, third and five upcoming. And I think if you're the Thunderbirds, they're selling out for the run at this point.
I agree. Wyatt Ludeman is shaking up here. He's going to come out. One, two, three, four, five, six. Okay, they've got eight defenders in there. Huge play. Third and five, 6-10 to go.
Yeah, wearing in for Ludeman.
I formation. Clarkson Lee, snap back, going to be right up the middle, and going to be stopped short. It's going to set up a fourth and two. Have they called it dead? Yes, they have. All right, fourth and four, maybe a long one, fourth and one, fourth and two. And if you are Coach Jim Clarkson, I think, I don't know, let's see if he...
Steffensmeyer came up short, fourth and two. Boy, you're at your own 23-yard line. If you don't get this...
It looks like
you're
he's
giving them an awful. Well, the other thing to remember, Brickachek's the punter, too.
Yeah, that's right. So, fourth and two here, 5:32 to go.
He's out of the game.
I mean, you could maybe try to do a hard count here.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're. Gosh, what is he going to do?
I wonder if Brickachek being the punter, being out hurt, is influencing this decision also.
I just don't see how you can go for that.
I think he's letting the clock run all the way down and is going to use a timeout.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll wish he had that one before this is all done.
So here the back judge is going 3-2-1. What's a slow count? Okay, there it is. 5:04 to go. Let's stop for a 30-second break. We'll take a timeout here. JCC, it's 4th-and-2, Clarkson Lee, 38-34. High school playoff football on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here. Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City. We've got Clarkson Lee, who is faced with a huge decision here. It's 4th-and-2 from their own 23. They are up 38-34, 5-0 to go.
In.
And they got the offense in. They've got an I formation. I think you go hard count here. And they're going to snap it on the first give. It's going to be a give up the middle.
Got
the first down. And Steffensmeyer is going to go for about five. So just a little ISO, like a little 32 ISO up the right side in between the center and the guard. And that's going to move the sticks. Huge play there. 4:55 to go in the game.
Boy, they're showing a lot of confidence in their offensive line. They're big play for the Patriots. Thunderbirds still got plenty of time if they can make a stop.
And they're just going to run the ball. I put all eight in the box.
Thank
they're
you.
Not going to pass it. All eight guys up, all defenders close to the line. It's going to be I formation, hand up, right at the middle. Looks like the same play they ran last time. Good for 2 yards. So
that was Ludeman on the tackle. He's back in the game for JCC.
2 yards each play isn't going to be enough. You got to get at least three if you want to move the sticks. So JCC, let's say they're ahead of schedule here, 2nd and 8.
If you're JCC, Coach Boma, the defensive coordinator, do you run blitz here? Do you just shoot gaps?
Man, I'd be running Maydays and Lightnings and Thunders and bring them all. I formation, handoff. He's going to be stuck in the backfield. He's going to bounce it out to the right. And if you can bring him out of bounds, he'll stop the clock. He might have. He's going to be at about the 35. Third and four. Looks like he was tackled in bounds. 3:45, clock ticking. 3rd and 4.
Boy, they penetrated and had him first contact, not really in the grasp, but were able to make a contact about 1 yard deep. Steffensmeyer did a really nice job bouncing around the right side, was able to pick up 4, and now we're at 3rd and 4 with the ball sitting right at the 35-yard line of Clarkson Lee.
Surely they're going to just run it here. You got 2 plays, right? They're going to go for it
on
fourth, I would think. So here we go, 3rd and 4, 3:18 to go in the game. It's going to be a sweep right, and stop for no gain.
Okay,
stop
now this is a little different, because 4th and 4.
I agree.
Do you go for 4th and 4 on your side of the field, timeout, JCC.
Okay, all right, JCC timeout. Let's take a one-minute break here, 38-34. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny
101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And it was a bootleg left. Swanson had his guy. Terry True was running a pattern out of the backfield, and it just was off the tips of his fingers as he tried to lunge forward to make the catch. Tough break there.
Well, I don't know if you're going to see Clarkson Lee do anything but kneel on the ball here.
I'm trying to do a little math. It's a 40-second play clock. So let's
see. JCC can stop it just once.
They're in a pistol. He's going to run around. He's going to run around. Strip that ball.
I was going to say, rip that ball. So he did end up kneeling.
Ooh. And so, okay, so 128 to go.
So theoretically, 40 seconds, 40 seconds is a minute 20. If they wait 3-4 seconds each play before he goes down, that's the clock.
Yeah, that would be it. So it's going to be tough here. So strategically, if you're Clarkson Lee, you've got to, if you go victory formation, you've got to do just what Crosley did there, and you've got to kind of run around in the backfield. You've got to try to find 8 seconds somewhere. Is that correct?
Yeah, and if you're JCC and you know that's what they're going to do, you're just coming all out now. Somebody's just trying to get there to with a chance to rip the ball out before he goes to a knee.
That's right. So you've got Crosley in there at quarterback. He's a backup sophomore. Has one fumble on the night, recovered by JCC. You got to be in with the all-out blitzes here for the Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds down 4, 38-34, 1:28 to go. It's a 40-second play clock here in high school football. So,
yeah, I think your only chance is to create a turnover. If they don't do that, it's going to be game over.
JCC is out of timeouts. They no longer can control that clock, so the ball is at the 23-yard line, second and 14. The snap back to Crosley is going to run around again and try to find some time. Okay, takes the knee there. That's 23.
Yeah, he took it with a minute 24.
Got to get the ball spotted. You got to spot it. Okay, spotted at 1:17.
The 40 seconds should have started before they even spotted it, though. And I wonder now if their coach will let the whole play clock run out and maybe use a timeout.
So that's probably what I would.
Because they've got two left.
The problem with that is, though, if you take the timeout, you do stop it. If you snap the ball, you've got
right.
Help. I mean, it's still going to go when you snap it.
Yeah. Thunderbirds need a miracle. The only good news is, the Patriots have backed up 10 yards. It's third and 20. So if the ball would get loose here, the Thunderbirds are going to take it over at the 15-yard line. They'd be one pass play away. I just don't think they're going to get a chance.
The clock is down to 34, 33. The back judge is, okay, they're going to take the flag. So he's going to waste all the seconds, and that should do it. It's going to be a 5-yard penalty.
Yeah, boy, you're right. They didn't start the play clock until the ball was spotted because they actually ran over 40. They ran 45 seconds off after the play was over.
Yeah.
So all they got to do is take a knee now because third down, you kneel down. Fourth down, they don't even need to snap it.
Yeah.
This is a kneel down from being over.
Yeah, it seems to be immaterial, and I think, you know, it was kind of a little slow spot there. I mean, it's just kind of the regular gameplay of what it is. It's, you know.
Yeah, and I don't know for sure exactly what the technical rules are that in high school. I know in college that 40-second play clock starts the second the last play is over, even if the ball's not spotted yet. I don't know, honestly, if that's the rule in high school. I don't know for sure how that works.
I'll have to ask some people on that so I can firm that up.
Maybe the legend Randy Gatula, who's here, can tell us after the game. I saw him walking by earlier after he did the Johnson Brock game this afternoon.
Yeah, Johnson Brock steamrolled Winside earlier today. Let's see. Clarkson Lee is going to take the snap, and he's going to down it, and that should do it.
Why is the clock stopped?
Clock is stopped. The clock is stopped at 30 seconds, but that's going to do it.
The officials, now they're winding it. I don't know if they were anticipating a timeout there, but
yeah.
Carson Lee doesn't have to snap the ball again.
No, I was wondering if there was maybe anticipating a penalty there to try to stop it, because if the offense has a penalty, that would stop the clock, but it's not going to matter there.
No,
everything's immaterial now. 8-7. What a game here. JCC fought hard. Just going to come up short here. It's going to go down to the books. Clarkson Lee, the defending D1 state champs, is going to move on here. 9 seed on the road. 38-34 without finishing the game with the starting quarterback. Johnson County Central with an awesome game here, an excellent season, a record-setting season, and they're going to just come up short. 38-34. We'll take a short break here. You're listening to D1 Playoff Football on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair salutes all area firefighters for all they do for our communities. And with colder weather coming, they want to remind everyone that when using portable electric heaters, do not trap cords against walls where heat can build up. Keep anything that can burn at least 3 feet away. Plug portable heaters directly into wall outlets. Call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City to keep your equipment moving. 402-245-2908.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary. Their family serving your family.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Tecumseh, Nebraska. Johnson County Central coming up short here in the D1 opening playoff game, 38-34 against defending D1 state champs Clarkson Lee. This post-game scoring recap is presented to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha OnConnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
Oh, Lucas, we had ourselves a heck of a game. Didn't quite end the way we want, but let's go ahead and walk the folks through how this game progressed. Clarkson Lee jumped out quick at the 9-minute, 40-second mark of the first quarter. Brickachek with a 1-yard run, capping a 5-play, 42-yard drive. The 2-point attempt, no good. Clarkson Lee out to a 6-0 lead. About 8 minutes later, a minute 16 left in the first, Brickachek found Mathis for a 76-yard touchdown pass. So that drive was 3 plays, 72 yards. The 2-point conversion was good on a run from Baumer, and it was 14-0 Clarkson Lee. Clarkson Lee was scoring again at the 4-minute 33 mark of the second quarter. This time it was Steffensmeyer with a 2-yard run. That capped a 5-play, 75-yard drive. And on that one, Baumert again converted the 2-point conversion on a run. It was 22-0 at the 4-minute 35 second mark of quarter two. And Lucas, we were thinking we might gonna have a blowout, but things started to shift a little bit. With 2 minutes 11 seconds left in the half, Afebu ran it in from 8 yards. 8-play, 45-yard drive for the Thunderbirds. 2-point conversion was good on a pass from Swanson to Jones, and it was 8-22. Thunderbirds trailing at the half. Thunderbirds came out quickly in the third quarter at the 7-minute, 45-second mark. Afebu again ran it in from 4 yards and capped an 8-play, 62-yard drive. The 2-point conversion was no good, and it was 22-14 Clarkson Lee. Clarkson Lee came right back a minute and a half later at the 5:39 mark, and Brickachek ran it in from 47 yards on a long third down conversion, 4 plays, 57 yards. The 2-point conversion was good on a pass from Brickachek to Mathis, and it was 30-14. Thunderbirds scored 2.5 minutes later on a pass from Swanson to Ludeman, 23 yards, a six-play, 62-yard drive capped by that pass. Two-point conversion, no good. Thunderbirds trailed 30-20. Just 2 minutes later, Clarkson Lee scored again with 49 seconds remaining in the third quarter. This time it was Steffensmeyer running it in from 45 yards, a five-play, 58-yard drive capped by a 45-yard touchdown run. Steffensmeyer also converted the 2 points. 38-20 was the score there with under a minute left in the third quarter. That's when the Thunderbirds really started crawling back in. At the 8-minute 44 mark of the fourth quarter, Ofebu scored from 2 yards out. That was an 11-play, 40-yard drive. Again, the two-point conversion failed, and it was 38-26. But just a minute later, Swanson found Jones from 18 yards out, capping a 4-play, 43-yard drive. This time, the two-point conversion was good from Swanson to Jones again, and that's where we were at 38-34 Clarkson Lee. And then things got a little crazy there in the last few minutes. The Thunderbirds just not quite able to push over the top and ever gain the lead. But, boy, they sure did make it interesting.
Yeah, there's a couple different things here. Just kind of looking at the score sheet. If everybody scores their two-point conversions, we got a tie ball game.
Right.
Clarkson Lee did not convert their first two-point conversion, but they made all the rest. And I'm looking at it, seeing JCC had missed 3 two-point conversions. If they're perfect on that or even get two of them, we're in overtime or a win. So that's 1 point there. Those two-point conversions are always pretty big. Also, one of the other big sequences in the game was after a big score by JCC, they elected to kick the onsider. Didn't receive it. The onsider only went 8 yards. Clarkson Lee recovered. On the very next play was the fumble by the sophomore quarterback, backup quarterback, Crosley, gave the ball back to JCC, and I believe JCC went on to score on that possession. But the very next play before that, they threw an interception but was negated by a roughing the passer. And so, for me, that was kind of the sequence of the game that you could really feel the momentum shift in JCC's way. And then on their last offensive possession, unable to connect on 4th and 3, on the little out route by True, just off the tips of his fingertips. And so what an excellent season by Johnson County Central. It's been fun to do these games. Enjoy doing them with you, Scott. You know, it's fun to do games with folks and their passions for their teams. And they really showed up tonight, and it's been a fun season. I'm sure it's been a lot of fun here in Tecumseh. What an excellent football season for Coach Houghton.
Yeah, it really has been a fun season. You know, The other thing we didn't mention at the top of the broadcast, JCC was 2-6 last year. You know, you're talking about a team that went from 2-6 to 6-2 and hosted a playoff game. JCC only has 4 seniors, one of which was injured and not suiting up tonight. So they only suited up 3 seniors tonight. The vast majority of this team is coming back, and I think they're going to be somebody to be dealt with. You know, they showed a lot of heart tonight. We talked about it. They were down 22-0 halfway through the second quarter. And they ended up with the ball driving with less than 2 minutes with a chance to win the game. I mean, that shows a lot of perseverance and heart and stick-to-itiveness. Granted, they were caught. They did catch a break when Brickishaw got hurt. And you got to wonder about Clarkson Lee moving forward. They're already without their best running back, Higby, who got hurt in week 7. And now, with a head injury, I find it hard to believe that Brickachek could be back for a game next week.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. If all the favorites win, Clarkson Lee would likely have to play a top 1, 2, 3, or 4 seed. Worst case scenario, it's a 1 or a 2. If they get some upsets in the games tonight, they could maybe a 4 or 5. But without that starting quarterback, Brickachek, who looked like a stud tonight, I don't know. We'll just have to see how it goes. You know, they are the defending state champs. It's theirs to lose. And, you know, the D1 field is wide open. Unfortunately, Johnson County Central isn't going to be moving on. But it's been a fun night. Thank you all for listening in. For Scott Strock, I'm Lucas Freshel. Thank you for listening to the D1 football playoffs on
Sunny 101.3. You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on Sunny 101.3.